You know, what the CIA really dreamed of was sort of like a drug you could give to someone, get them to commit all sorts of unspeakable acts, and they wake up the next day and they don't remember what they've done.
The MKUltra program is well known.
The American Intelligence Agency had paid for a series of brainwashing experiments under a project codenamed MKUltra. The tests were conducted in secret in the United States and in Canada at a mental hospital attached to McGill University. Experimental drugs, including LSD, were administered to human guinea pigs.
Regardless of the catch-all go-to conspiracy theorist moniker to explain away the possibility of this recent culture of mass shooters being connected to the CIA's MKUltra program, it is obvious that the guns cannot murder anyone without a psychotic madman behind the trigger. So one cannot help but look to a possible motive. And every time these possible MKUltra-tied shooters point the narrative towards themselves, it distracts from the government's corruption.
The James Holmes we're seeing now is a universe away from the clean-cut, up-and-coming neuroscientist he once was.
And it never fails. Within hours, these shootings are followed by calls to confiscate Americans' guns protected by the Second Amendment.
Another assault weapon used to murder at least 16 people and perhaps another 50 being wounded. It's time for this House to act on extending the previous ban on assault weapons. This has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. This has everything to do with war on the American people.
I want to do what'll work. And to me, the most clear danger right now are these high-capacity magazines.
What did the main shooter accomplish with his demonic acts, disappearance, and alleged suicide other than the obvious? Not only had he locked down the state of Maine and neighboring areas of Canada, but he briefly put the national conversation on lockdown for citizens still turning to Mockingbird Media for answers to questions regarding known government corruption and the corrosion of national security. As the Pentagon intensifies World War III, the unanswered questions surrounding Biden's pay-to-play schemes tied to a $200,000 check and a nearly $3 million purchase of his Rehoboth beach home on his salary.
According to bankruptcy court documents, James Biden received these loans, quote, based upon representations that his last name, Biden, could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections, end quote. On March 1st, 2018, AmeriCorps wired a $200,000 loan into James and Sarah Biden's personal bank account, not their business bank account. And then on the very same day, James Biden wrote a $200,000 check from this same personal bank account to Joe Biden. James Biden wrote this check to Joe Biden as a, quote, loan repayment. AmeriCorps, a distressed company, loaned money to James Biden, who then sent it to Joe Biden. Even if this was a personal loan repayment, it's still troubling that Joe Biden's ability to be paid back by his brother depended on the success of his family's shady financial dealings.
We can only expect more bizarre incidents like the one in Lewiston, Maine to ramp up. Was 22-year-old Diego Barajas Medina an MKUltra patsy whose programming failed? Medina was wearing body armor, a ballistic helmet, patches, and tactical gear, and armed with an AR-15-style gun and explosives, and was found dead inside a Colorado amusement park with an eerie message scrawled on the wall, "I am not a killer, I just wanted to get into the caves."
He was well intended to do something very heinous. Again, why would you prep for that? And whatever he had intention, fortunately, he did not follow through with it.
After a police search, no evidence of bomb-making materials were recovered in Medina's private residence.
The weapons found on the man were ghost guns, which do not have serial numbers and therefore cannot be traced.
Why was Robert Card outfitted after going to a military mental institution in the summer of 2023 with high-powered hearing aids that his sister-in-law reported were telling him horrifying suggestions? Why did it take the FBI 24 hours to go to Robert Card's house when the public bulletin came out revealing his home address just a few hours after the shooting? Distractions and false narratives. It's the name of the deep state game. John Bound reporting.
Please remember, we are listener supported and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
News today.
It's Wednesday, November 1st, 2023.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Obviously, we have a lot of incredible news from across our country and around the world. We're going to be laying out today, and some really powerful, thought-provoking investigative journalists joining us as well, amongst them Joel Gilbert, on the deep dive on Michelle Obama, a.k.a. Big Mike. Incredible developments in Israel. The FBI issuing terror alerts at their highest level for imminent Islamic Jihad attacks here inside the United States, assassinations they say that have been successful against U.S. officials, it's been kept secret. What does all that really mean? Well, you'll get next month's news today here, at least a very good prime projection on the future. Now, that said, let me first get into Elon Musk and his Joe Rogan interview yesterday from just a few miles from where I sit in Joe's studio. I know a lot of inside baseball, but if I tell you the stuff that I know, even though a lot of it's been told to me not off record, then it's going to be, oh, that's off record. Why'd you talk about that? And I don't want to talk about this stuff today to try to impress people. I want to do it so people get the big picture and understand the battlefield of the mind worldwide and what's going on, the different factions in the globalist system and then the other factions that are there as well. But I'm on record, and let's have the archivist pull it, about 3 years ago saying Joe Rogan's going to take the gloves off and phase into being Alex Jones 2.0. And starting about 2 years ago, I said, look for Elon Musk to make that turn as well. And what I was told, and I'm not going to say by who, is you've taken on the demonization, the attacks. So every time you raise important issues, it's covered up by the media with the false straw man they've built. But hold my beer, we'll do a better job than you've done. And you can then ask yourself, why are extremely powerful individuals becoming Alex Jones on air? I mean, word for word, these are scripts. Transcripts of me word for word come out of Joe Rogan's mouth and out of Elon's mouth. And what I've been told has been very thinly couched, but literally you've done a good job now. Hold my beer. Let us handle this. And I wasn't told don't tell people that. But at the same time, I'm not going to get into the specifics of who said it. I think you can use your imagination. It's not very hard. But then I asked myself, well, who are these guys really working for? Because I know Joe well. You hang out with him quite a bit. Anytime I want to hang out, he's not, hey, let's get dinner this week. Sure, how about tonight? You know, come on down to the comedy club. But Joe in the last few years went from, yeah, Alex, sure, it's that bad, to like, yeah, they're coming to kill everybody. We're going to stop them. And just don't worry. I'm on it. And then I'm going to leave it at that. I've had some meetings with Joe and some other people. But it's all just more like, okay, old dog, you know, here's your medal. Now go over here because we're going to take over. And if they start having huge success and we back the globalist off, I'm gone. I'm retiring the minute that happens. I mean, maybe it's true. Maybe it's time for me to hang it up. And I'm not even saying all this to go, oh, look, I get the credit. It's our audience gets the credit. It's our guests. It's everything we've done. And I've just about, you know, beat myself to death over the years, taking on all this and going through all this and really eat, drink, and sleeping this information. And then there's the larger discussion of what does it do when everybody from Russell Brand to Joe Rogan to Tucker Carlson to Elon Musk to Joe Rogan to Nigel Farage are now literally sounding like me. And many of those people who told me, no, you woke me up. You helped me understand how this all works. You red-pilled me. I mean, Russell Brand's told me that. Joe Rogan's told me that. Tucker Carlson's told me that. The list goes on and on. But because I took the brunt of the attacks and the demonization, like they were invading a country. I mean, it was like thousands of articles a day some days, hundreds a week always, nightly news sometimes, every nightly channel, local channels, local newspapers all over the country, all over the world. Alex Jones is Satan. What was it I was doing that scared the establishment so much that they did all that? I'm going to explain that today because knowing the answer to that gives you the answer to how we defeat the New World Order. But what an incredible multi-hour interview with Elon. I mean, we've got dozens of clips here. Comes out against George Soros and says George Soros wants to destroy humanity and hates humanity. The globalists want to dehumanize you. They want to kill you. They're an extermination death cult. They want to reduce population by 90%. Their poison shots are killing people. We have to have a new renaissance. We have to have a new great awakening or wakening. It's word for word. But my word from word is from analyzing the enemy and what they were up to in their own writings. But we were able to popularize the truth and had a big effect decompartmentalizing people inside government and corporations to make the decision not to go along with this. And so I really am very thankful to the listeners keeping us on air this long to be able to do this. But you need to then understand why they hate me so much, because they can accurately track it back to this broadcast. And that means the listeners, the guests, the crew, the special reports, the documentaries. This operation was like the cap on the back of a bullet casing. You've got the casing, you know, the cartridge. You've got the cap that's hit by the firing pin that detonates, creates a spark of fire, and then hits the white powder and detonates the gunpowder with a controlled explosion, shooting the bullet down the barrel through the rifling and out the end of the handgun or rifle. So InfoWars was the detonator. The G. Edward Griffins and the Russos of the world, all those countless patriots that came before us, the Ted Gundersons, they were the firing pin. And of course, humanity and our spirit and connection to God is the entire rifle. But InfoWars is the detonator. We are the detonator. We detonated the giant pile of fuel, of TNT, that is now the Great Awakening. And so I'm not looking for an exit. I'm not here saying I'm going to quit. But I'm also left here to twist in the wind while the guys that didn't have to take the first brunt of the assault walk away and take on the globalists. And they're getting attacked. They got criminal investigations of Musk and giant boycotts run by the ADL and others, and he's definitely in the fight under attack. I'm not taking away from that. It's just surreal to be left twisting in the wind by all these heavy hitters. I mean, Tucker supports me. Russell Brand said nice things. Skip the break. You know, Joe Rogan says some nice things about me, but then, but you know, you got so much baggage. It's more effective if I just do it, which I told you he was going to do it. Yeah, God's soft. He's not going to do it. No, he's doing it now. I mean, he's tearing them up and they're coming after him. Don't worry. So I'm not even complaining here. I'm just giving you a status report about where I am and, you know, where things are here in the world and just the weirdness of this. Elon Musk is doing irrevocable damage to the New World Order. So I don't think he works for them. He's definitely worked with them in the past. Maybe he sees them as weak, collapsing. He wants to be on the side that defeats them. He thinks we're going to win. So he's an opportunist that wants to be positioned as the leader of the worldwide new renaissance and the new plan for humanity. Or maybe he really is for real and has completely pulled away from the dark side. Those are academic discussions. But what he's doing, the fruit he's bearing now, is way outweighing some of the bad things he's done in the past. So I'm not attacking Elon Musk, even though Elon knows I was not banned on Twitter for the reasons he's given. You look it up. I wasn't taken off Twitter or the internet for Sandy Hook. That wasn't even in the news then. I hardly ever talked about it. Then when people said, why was he taken off? It made me get bigger. They went and dredged that up and said I was currently doing things I never did. PR firms ran it. It was a major operation to bring in worldwide movements to ban speech and either criminally charge or financially bankrupt anybody that questions official stories. And I'm going to be getting to that in great depth in this hour and going over some of the history of it with a new report that's excellent by the great Greg Reese that perfectly ties into this today. But this is a big, 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 big deal that almost every popular talk show host is anti-New World Order. And there's really nobody with giant audiences now of 10, 15, 20 million people per show who is for the New World Order. There's no one. All the different globalist presidents give speeches, prime ministers, thousands of views on YouTube. A Joe Rogan or an Elon Musk, 50 million, 100 million. The interview yesterday has already got over 100 million views on two different platforms together. Routinely, Tucker Carlson gets 100 million views. His average show, 50 million. This broadcast, despite all the censorship and attempts to block it, is still reaching 10 million people a day, conservatively. So this is a big deal to analyze this because it tells you where we are in the fight. The public will do 99 negative comments on Instagram against Bill Gates. 99% is conservative. I mean, you got to read 500 comments before you find a positive one on a post about Bill Gates. That's on their control platforms. So they've lost the hearts and minds of thinking people. Sure, at the universities with the dumbed down brainwashed people, they're far gone, helpless under the control of the globalists. Very, very sad. But the vast majority of people that know how to type and know how to read and know how to think and who have any inclination to engage are on our side. And it's rapidly intensifying right now. So I thought I would just play like 5-6 minutes of this, and then I got a bunch of other clips. But notice he lays out, Twitter is run by the government until I bought it, he says. It's state-run. It's organized. It's deceiving you. It's there to send out a death signal to make you give up on life and die. We're being the planet's being fed a signal. What have I told you? It's a signal. It's a transmission, spiritual, interdimensional, but then it's manifest and rebroadcast by us, both electrochemically through the sixth sense, It's been proven to be there. It's an electromagnetic transmission. We transmit. That's why, you know, when you're walking in the woods, you know, somebody's looking at you, you turn and look down the wood, there's the guy looking at you. That's the sixth sense, folks. But then they can take that information and rebroadcast it over the internet, over TV, over radio. And they're sending a message, die, roll over, be destroyed. As I said on Joe Rogan 5 years ago, I said San Francisco is the mother base of this alien force sending out a death transmission, a death cult, kill yourselves, kill yourselves, kill yourselves, give up, roll over, die, turn off your life force. The world's going to end in 2030. There's no hope. That's an anti-human transmission. And that's what he said on the show yesterday. Now, why is Elon Musk quoting me to the word, to the letter? That's a larger discussion. But I know I'm for real. I know I hate the globalist. I know I want to stop him. I know I love humanity. I know God's real. And I know I've got a connection to God. And then it is frustrating, though. But I guess in the bigger equation, being persecuted, I guess getting taken off the air and being destroyed, I'm sure they've got prison planned for me after that. I guess the people resisting this, at least on some level, think that'll be better for humanity and the movement if that's done. And I guess they're ready to get killed and go to prison or whatever needs to happen. Or maybe they're bad, talking about Musk, and just wants me out of the way. But I don't have any delusions of grandeur. I've already had incredibly spectacular success, all of it because of God, and all of it because of God working through you. I'm more humble than I've ever been. Sometimes it comes off as arrogant when I report to you the good news and how much of an effect we've had. But I've already had a huge success, thanks to God, and I'm already extremely satisfied with what I've been able to do through you and you through me. But it still is very paradoxical that the number one story on the internet and the news is Elon Musk and Joe Rogan, and people immediately go, oh, well, this is channeling Alex Jones. This is word for word Alex Jones. Yeah. And then Elon pushes it even further to say mean things about me. And I understand he can barely keep Twitter going in this onslaught. So the tokenism of attacking me, then I guess with the bad guys, you know, is something that's seen as good, and he thinks that that in the balance is going to let him win. But I think it's unfair. And I guess at a selfish level, I'd like, you know, all these big, powerful, successful people to help me. All I've done is try to help humanity and try to get this message out. And it's very, very strange to be the progenitor of the resistance movement, the main progenitor, seen as the enemy, as the granddaddy, and then to still be in absentia or sent to the phantom zone where, like, blackbirds, like crows or ravens, I'm basically tied up with them trying to pull my eyeballs out, trying to destroy me and my family. I don't make a big deal about it. So I'm not going to sit here and make the whole show about persecution. It's going on. You know, and Schroyer was put back in solitary confinement yesterday. There's no rules against calling out to a radio show, but evidently they didn't like it. So we got a call. He's been thrown back in solitary confinement. I mean, when they're done doing this, they're going to Julian Assange everybody. And speaking of Julian Assange, boy, there's going to be some big Julian Assange news real quick. So look for that in the next 48 hours. And I'll just stop right there. Maybe might be more like 60-something hours. But that's where we are. So I don't want to make the show about me. It's just societally, it'd be nice to continue on. It'd be nice to continue fighting. It'd be nice. But I guess I asked for this. And I also, I talked about this 20 years ago. I mean, I didn't just say this now, where you can see all the incredible proof and see God working. I said, no, God literally told me intensely, like God's presence in the room at that restaurant by myself after I'd been on TV till like 9 at night. I got there. They were closing as I was finishing my dinner. Nobody was in there. They were already mopping the floors. And God was like, okay, you're going to detonate, and you're going to get all these prominent people that are going to be way more powerful than you in the future to turn against the globalists, but you will then be targeted, and it's going to be really, really bad. And are you ready to be destroyed? Because this Holy Spirit's very honest at that point. This isn't the first level of the Holy Spirit, which is a comforter and makes you cry in the presence of God. It's more like a commanding general saying, no, this is your mission, like Mission Impossible, where you get the exploding message. Okay, here's the mission. Now, do you choose to take on this suicide mission? Yes, I accept it. All right. Bam! You get the download. And you're just like, and then all of a sudden everything starts getting clearer. And then every level you go up, not backing down, not giving in, getting persecuted, is you're getting tested, you're getting stronger, like a sword in the smithy, in the flame of the blacksmith, in the white hot flame, just bashing it with the hammer, getting it prepared and ready for the real fight. Because God doesn't put this incredible weight on you until you've already been prepared for it, humbled and scarred, and have such thick skin that as the arrows and the blades get bigger, they hit you, and it almost is like a massage at a point. You know you're going towards the enemy. You know as the pain intensifies, you're like, wow, I could have never handled this 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I could have never understood how to handle this before. But the Spirit working through you and then through your flesh, as it learns how to handle it, you're being prepared for the final mission. And you're having victories all the way through, even in the defeats. But then you've got to be ready for the true onslaught. And so that's where we are. And it's quite the moment. I'm not going to talk about God's plan. I've got a really good idea. God repeats the plan over and over again. And God wants us to pick up the cross like Christ and follow him. And that's what happens. It repeats over and over again. We're not Christ. We're to be Christ-like. And that means at the end, you become a sacrifice that gets torn to pieces. Not some satanic sacrifice, some weak child or some animal. But God wants to sacrifice the strong and the bold, those that have the will. The Alamo was a sacrifice. Travis knew he was going to get killed. Could have got out. But the Spirit told him, stay and die and be a willing sacrifice. And a lot of you are going to have to be willing to make sacrifices too in front of your church or talking to your neighbors or in the decisions you make. I know it's hard to get up at your church and speak out and tell the pastor you want to speak. You've been going there 20 years. Get up there and speak. I know it's hard to go to the school board and speak. You better do it. And I know it's hard to stand up against this evil, but it's a lot harder to be cut off from God. We're going to come back with this Elon Musk information. It's big and devastating to the globalists, because as their plan to destroy us becomes mainstream, it's over. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things. Anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's going on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we've got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD, incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Du, du hast mich.
Now, I'm going to ask the archivist, who does a wonderful job, to go back, if he can. I know I said it 20 years ago, and our archives go back almost 20 years. We've been on air at 29. And then there's older videos that we had, you know, the archive, PrisonPlanet.tv, that has it, and find just a few examples, because most listeners or regular listeners have heard this 100 times. I mean, I've told the story a month ago. I told it a year ago. I tell it all the time because it was a big spiritual experience, and I've only had a few others that were this intense. And God was telling me, you know, because all I did was study the globalists, and I had a popular Access TV show, and I was on local talk radio, and it was getting really popular. Only been on air about 3 years. And then God says, your job is going to be exposing this. And when all this stuff comes out, that's when you're going to get great credibility. At first, you're going to be attacked and demonized for it. But basically, all the people that have tried to oppose us before were so academic, like Anthony Sutton and others, that the public never got reached on a mass scale. You're going to bring this to the masses through pop culture. You're going to be extremely powerful and successful. And it's beyond this in the download. It's a spirit communicating where you just know it. It's beyond being told something. It's being downloaded. It's being imprinted on you.
Okay. And, but you've got to be ready for the fact that you're going to get heavily persecuted and are going to be seen by the devil as the one that did it, that I worked through. And are you willing to do this? Because it's going to get bad. And then I was shown fear and attacks and a download of the enemy being able to have its way with me to a great extent. But that if I would go through it, God would take me through it and take many others through it. But it would be at a great cost. It was just this download, awesome download of first how dangerous it was and also the huge success it would have. And there would be these incredibly prominent leaders that would then, thanks to us laying the groundwork, and it was like a John the Baptist type thing. Not comparing myself to John the Baptist, but that's what it was compared to. Like, you prepare the way. You are the one preparing the way. You're the road builder that this thing's going to roll down. Now go build the road. It's like, go build the ark and the animals go on it. Go build the road. Go do this. Do you want this mission? And then as soon as I said, yeah, I want the mission, boom. And then the doors went boom, 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 boom. And then basically nothing could stand against us. And you've seen that. So, and the miraculous stuff and the blessings and being protected, it's just want to cry because God's so powerful. It's so real. And you just want to serve that and be in alignment with that completely. And your flesh is not in alignment with it, even if your spirit is, and you're ashamed. So even though you're ecstatic and in ecstasy to be in the presence of God, there's still that evil part of you that you're ashamed of. It's still there, still on your shoulder. And it, and just imagine, I've told this story probably 200 times in the last 20. The first few years I didn't tell it because it was, you know, oh, God talked to me and this was, you know, I didn't say that. But it's just more than 20 years. It was after 9/11 that I said no. I mean, God basically has given me this mission. Now, I'm on record saying that, and I couldn't imagine. God didn't show me who or what, but notice I was friends with Joe Rogan back then, and I remember God saying, just stay with Joe Rogan, stay on Joe Rogan, keep educating him. And I even said 6 years ago when he was going on the wrong path, God really impressed on me, I went too far, that was the flesh speaking, destroy Joe Rogan if he doesn't get on the team. But That was the kind of inclination that was happening in this download with my feeble human brain trying to understand it. And the reason I tell that is this is an Alex Jones was right moment, but really it's God's always right. I'm not God. I've just been shown things like we all are. That's what the conscience is. That's the conscience is just the keyhole into the wider discernment and deep understanding that we have into the universe God created when we're in alignment with God, or at least trying to be in alignment. So it's like flipping a light switch on. That's why they call themselves the Illuminati, because they're a counterfeit. No, God is the illumination. God is the light. And so I'm on record saying for 20 years that God told me this operation is going to trigger the Great Awakening, and that all these incredible men and women will be directly influenced by us, and that that will cause the next big wave in the attack against the globalists for the big final battle. But God also said, don't get mad and don't get upset when those people don't give you credit. It's not about credit. And I said that too. And then when I'm basically left to be torn apart by the hyenas. And I said all that on air many times, and it's literally happening exactly like God told me it would. I look back on that download. And again, it's like being given the Library of Congress. You're trying to now go over it and look at it. And when you look at this issue, you have more discernment now. When you look at that issue, now you suddenly have like an armory of understanding about things you shouldn't even know. I mean, it's just insane. Like all sorts of knowledge. It's just things that I was never taught or read. I would just know how machinery operated or nuclear reactors or what globalist programs they were running. I just being able to look at their current data, and then I would extrapolate and see through it to the other side. I mean, just super brain boost, a massive brain boost. And it's been heavy. That's why I've drank too much and, you know, done things like that to myself that are bad. No drugs, because it's like, turn it off. It's so intense, but there's no turning it off. And now my discernment is just accelerating. It's just, it's too intense. And I know yours is accelerating as well. We're all who love God are on basically the same destination. We're just going from different angles on the same trajectory or the same final destination. So that in and of itself is massive, because there are hundreds of thousands of you tuned in right now, the millions, who heard me 20 years ago say it or 5 years ago say it, and you're like, yeah, that sounds a little delusional, delusions of grandeur. No, that's not me. That's God working through me. God working through you, tuning in, caring, supporting the broadcast. This has all been God's plan, and God works in mysterious ways. So I'm very blessed to be here. I'm very honored. And the biggest mistake I made over the years was I would exhaust myself and be so stressed and grind my teeth and everything, feeling like I had to beat them. Yeah, I was relying on God, but I was still, I'm a man, I'm tough, I can organize this, and I would not call on God enough. And now I've learned to just turn it loose and say, it's in God's plan, and God, I'm weak, you're going to have to raise me up, you're going to have to hold me up if that's your plan. And the minute God's ready to tell me to not do this anymore, and not yet, but the light is at the end of the tunnel. I mean, God has told me that my reports aren't over yet, but I'm nearing, it might be 5 years, might be 10, might be a month, but God's like, just keep going. You're almost to the top of the mountain. Just keep going. I just want to get there. And then hopefully God can then just remove some of this, because I can't handle it. And it's heavy. But that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And I love you all, and I appreciate you, but God's 100% real. We're eternal beings. We have spirits. There's no way this was just my imagination. There's no way. I wasn't thinking about the world and eternity and all this other stuff. I was sitting there with a notebook, writing notes, finishing a chicken fried steak, and I think I was drinking iced tea. Maybe it was a beer. I don't remember. I didn't drink a lot then. I drank like 2 beers a week back then. And I just, it's so heavy. And the story's on record. And look, it came true. And it wasn't just like I envisioned something and then was able to manifest it through hard work. Skip the break. Sorry for today. No, it was so particular and so specific. So like I knew I'd been, I mean, you could feel the atmosphere crackling in the restaurant. And the presence, like, yeah, what's going on here? And just imagine like a 10,000 foot tall giant eagle landing right on top of you, and you're right between its feet, and you just feel the awesome presence. And then being commissioned. But all of us get a chance to be commissioned into God's army. And I signed the papers. And that's why you look at these people like Blinken and the rest of them. They signed papers too. They signed on with Satan. So it doesn't matter if you're a private in God's army or a field marshal in God's army. Be thankful you're in God's army and you're on God's team and not on Satan's. Because these people are damned to eternity, cut off from God. And if that ain't hell, I don't know what is. All right. There's a bunch of clips here. Here's just one of them on the globalist exterminist death cult that's injecting the planet with a spirit of death and failure to kill you and to kill everybody. Now, that's quite an insane sounding statement that I've been saying for 25 years. I was covering it some 29 years ago, but I wasn't, you know, really hadn't been commissioned yet. I mean, I was drawn, I'd been directed towards that, but I didn't sign the paperwork until about 27 years ago. And it's 100% real. The intel you're given is incredible. But then all the time I have intel would make, you know, money in this market or that. And the guy's like, nope, you're not supposed to use your knowledge in that area. And it's like you start, and as you get older, you learn, okay, I'm going to do what the Holy Spirit says every time. not half the time or some of the time. And the more you follow its directive, you're not a slave, but you follow the orders. You're just at a whole nother level. And I know what the Satanists have dialed into, because I can also, anybody can, tune to that channel. And before I got commissioned, I am a very empathic, connected person, like many of you are. Everybody is to a certain extent. And so I'm dialed around the radio dial. And man, let me tell you, it's not a good place. It is not a good place to be. These Satanists are only happy for very brief periods of time while they're hurting somebody innocent. And that's why they want to have abortion and death and infanticide and transgenderism and fentanyl and all this betrayal and pain and sorrow and being cut off from God and being desperate and being alone. I mean, that just, wow, God is the complete opposite. Love, completion, honor, strength, will, your ancestors, the spirit families we all come from that God has already set up. It's like we have families in the third dimension. I mean, this is all incredible. It's beyond anything you can imagine. And then there's that total honor, total completion for infinity, perfection, timelessness. There is no time. 87 trillion infinities isn't 1 second. And all the mysteries of this universe and beyond, it's all there waiting for us versus in a basement with a bunch of women rolling around in blood, biting chunks out of newborn babies while they scream. I mean, come on, folks. That's all they got. But that's going against God. Taking an innocent child, convincing them to have their genitals cut off so they can ruin them and stunt them with poison drugs so they get depressed and commit suicide, slowly killing them over 10, 15 years. Making an artwork out of destroying an innocent child and destroying their potential. I mean, that's what we're up against. That's who we're dealing with. And that's what all this Satanism and pedophilia is and mass murder. That's Satan's art. He's a artist, an artiste to discuss God, to climb up at the punch bowl at the big, beautiful, intergalactic, interstellar infinity and take a big dump of rotting flesh and maggots of dead children into the chalice. And that's allowed to operate for free will, because we've got to be tested as new entities, eternal beings, but only going forward. Did not exist until God literally formed us when the sperm and the zygote went together, and there's an electromagnetic pulse generation. It receives and transmits. And then, shoom, it begins. And now, a whole new entity with the potential to recognize God and to be a little God, we're made in the image of God, a new entity with an eternal life is born. Think about that. But to do that, God has to give you free will, and literally we are God's children, and that's why Satan slices us up and chops us up and tortures us to try to horrify those little spirits so much that they go through spiritual Stockholm syndrome and join with Satan to make Satan stop torturing them, to try to trick them to go with him. And if God ever committed a sin, which God is perfect and has not, it is out of God's wish to be worshipped and wish to commune, to be loved, and to love us, that God put us here. And the devil always says that. Your God's a sadist. Your God allows this. Your God allows that. Your God, you see how it works? Well, I say it'd be a sin if God didn't give us free will and didn't create us and didn't put us in the arena despite all the pain, because the little bit of pain we have here in the third dimension, it will not even mean anything at the higher levels that are infinities of absolute perfection upon perfection, upon perfection, upon perfection, upon perfection, upon perfection, forever. So let's start going to the Elon Musk clip. Here it is.
What has it been like? You've owned X for a year now.
Oh yeah.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and have a dream that you did? And your life is infinitely easier?
Well, it's certainly a recipe for trouble, I suppose, or contention.
What was it ultimately that led you to make the decision to do it?
I mean, this is going to sound somewhat melodramatic, but I was worried about that it was having a corrosive effect on civilization. That it was just having a bad impact, I think part of it is that it's where it was located, which is downtown San Francisco. And while I think San Francisco is a beautiful city, and we should really fight hard to kind of right the ship of San Francisco. If you've walked around downtown San Francisco, right near the ex-FKA Twitter headquarters, it's a zombie apocalypse. I mean, it's rough. Have you been in that area?
Not lately. No.
Yeah.
I've heard.
It's crazy.
I've heard you really can't believe it until you actually go there.
You can't believe it until you go there. So now you have to say, well, what philosophy led to that outcome? And that philosophy was being piped to Earth. So, a philosophy that would be ordinarily quite niche and geographically constrained. So the sort of the fallout area would be limited, was effectively given an information, a weapon, information technology weapon to propagate what is essentially a mind virus to the rest of Earth. And the outcome of that mind virus is very clear if you walk around the streets of downtown San Francisco. It is the end of civilization.
And it's not just propagating the mind virus, but suppressing any opposing viewpoints.
Yes. Well, in order for the virus to propagate, it must suppress opposing viewpoints. So,
because it doesn't stand up to scrutiny.
Correct.
Yeah.
You've felt the virus.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah. People will try to cancel you so many times.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I don't think you're melodramatic at all. I think I don't want to be melodramatic, but it's almost like a death cult.
It's a death cult. That is exactly right. It's essentially the extinctionists. Like, it's in the limit. It is that they're propagating the extinction of humanity and civilization. And there's some people who are like, most of the time it's implicit. They don't but sometimes it's explicit. Like, there was a guy on the front page of the New York Times, who literally has the thing called the extinctionist movement. And he was quoted on the front page of the New York Times as saying, there are 8 billion people on the world, but it would be better if there were none.
Ooh.
And I'm like, well, buddy, you can start with yourself.
Yeah. Does he have friends? That's what always fascinates me.
Well,
here he is.
That guy.
He looks like you not long for this earth.
I mean, he's not young.
Voluntary human extinction movement. That's hilarious. I'd like to party with that dude.
Okay.
I would just like to, like,
that's an explicit version of the death cult.
Yeah, maybe live long and die out.
The extinction is a word he uses.
Yes.
No, I mean, it's literally a self-description.
Do they cover
that
him
death
glowingly?
Cult was in charge of social media.
Yeah.
And still largely is at Google and Facebook, by the way.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm like, I'm not in favor of human extinction. They are, and they can go to hell.
Well, that guy is.
Yeah. He can go to hell.
That guy seems silly. I would like to hang out with him, though. I would like to find out what makes him tick. I bet that guy is fascinating. If you get him alone for a few days,
I'm pro environment, but if you take environmentalism to an extreme, you start to view humanity as a plague on the surface of the earth, like a mold or something.
Right.
This is actually false. The earth could take probably 10 times the current civilization. The population could be, you could 10x the population without destroying the rainforest. So the environmental movement, and I'm an environmentalist, has gone too far they've gone way too far. You know, if you start thinking that humans are bad, then the natural conclusion is humans.
All right, pause. Back it up 10 seconds. It's not some goofball they're glowingly reporting on in the New York Times. It's what Musk is telling Joe. It's all of them. They tried to recruit my dad when he was in high school. He was already going to the University of Texas, planned to, thought he was joining NASA, and they called him aside and recruited him into it. He was in there for like 4 years, and he got out of it. He didn't tell me about it till 2007 when he came by the office with my mom. We're going to a ballet recital with my oldest daughter, Charlotte. She was like 3. And my mother in the car said, David, it's not that bad. And he said, no, it's as bad as all that. And for 15 minutes, he just data dumped it all. Because he was top of his class in the state of Texas. They had 6 kids that were the smartest in all the tests. And they recruited him there. And out of the 6, he was chosen for the program. And the program was to set up a world government and then slowly cut off the resources and carry out eugenics. Now, they've recruited millions of people like that, and they're in almost every position of power. So what does it mean now that Elon Musk is opposing them and Joe Rogan and all the rest of it? It means it's out in the open now. That's the takeaway. And that's really the important news. And that's how God works in mysterious ways. The system thought they'd recruit my dad and that he would end up serving them. But instead, he got out of it, married my mother, changed career paths, and just went to be a humble dentist in Dallas, Texas. And I'm very thankful. But he was quietly training me and educating me by not pushing it on me the whole time. And so I owe my dad a lot as well. But this is a big time to be alive, folks. We're going to go to break. Without listener support, we won't be here. I'm not Elon Musk. I'm not Joe Rogan. And I've been fighting really hard. We got great products you need. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Got a big sale, new sale going. 60% off on BrainForce Ultra. It's different than BrainForce Plus. Two different apples and oranges. And a bunch of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. We got colloidal silver. Everybody needs that. High quality, low price. Silver Bullet. Superfilm Vitality. We've got my new book, The Great Awakening, that Musk also talked about. The Great Awakening, said that's here on the show. That's all coming up too. Hour number 2, straight ahead. Stay with us. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things. Anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, Part 2 of The Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number 1, it is up to you to send us to number 1 right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Joel Gilbert, great filmmaker and author. He's on the deep dive on Big Mike, Michelle Obama. He'll be joining us in the third hour. Got a lot more with Elon Musk, but I probably talked enough about that. I got all this other news I want to hit as well. But this is not about cheerleading. It's not about a popularity contest. It's not about picking the prom king here or queen. It's a big deal because he didn't just stop there. It's whatever, 2 hours long. Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, goes after Soros, goes after the UN, goes after Fauci, goes after the poison shots, goes after the depopulation plan, goes after the deep state controlling the internet and using it to enslave us, goes after depopulation, you know, the internet's saying, wow, he's the new Alex Jones, which is good. I've been saying I'm looking to get a lot of prominent people fighting the globalists and also the grassroots doing it. That's key. And I think we can say, as I said a couple years ago, Jack Posobiec, you memorialized it. I think of that because that's the best place to find it. Go to Jack Posobiec's Twitter and search engine Jack Posobiec. Alex Jones has completed his primary mission. And in fact, see if you guys can find, I think it's on Bandai Video. We called that segment, a few segments. Alex Jones says Alex Jones has completed primary mission. And I said then you're about to see the gloves come off from all these prominent people who've decided not to be destroyed and not to be part of this death cult. And now I have completed my primary mission. You see, I was right when I said that a year and a half, 2 years ago, whenever it was. And so. Let's open the phones up. Let's get John in there to turn the phone system on. It's a computerized phone system. You got to turn it on. And we will give the number out for first-time callers to talk about what do you make of Elon Musk? What do you make of all the prominent, most popular people on the internet now all basically say word for word everything I've said? Because what I'm saying is what the globalists have said. You can go research their own stuff and just you'll repeat what I've said because you're reading what they said. You may not even have heard of Alex Jones, but you go study the New World Order. You will sound just like me because all I'm doing is reporting to you what they've said and what they've done. But you notice it's word for word what Musk and all of them are now saying. And so I just want us to not sit here and celebrate. I think it's far before that, but we should also take stock that God's real and God's plan is real and free will is real and that we've had some amazing success, thanks to God, against tyranny, and that should give us a lot of hope here in the Great Awakening. I think it's important to sit back and thank God for the victories we've had. And kind of focus on that and meditate on that and cogitate on that and mull it around in our heads and our brains and our souls and our guts and just kind of sit back and think about what really matters in this universe. So we're taking calls on one subject, the Great Awakening, also the title of my new book. And you ask ourselves, do we want to be part of the Great Awakening and the empowerment of humanity or saying humanity's crap and teaching this nihilistic, lazy death cult? Of you'll own nothing, and you'll be happy because the whole thing is a giant trap. You know, if I wanted to make this radio show really entertaining, this TV show really entertaining, I could make it really entertaining. I could have shown the hockey player who, in my opinion, murdered that other hockey player. I don't know if he murdered him because he's white. Or just because he got over-competitive and has been taking martial arts kick classes. But he kicks him once and then twice in the net. So we're talking Bruce Lee type stuff here. And then instead of helping him or even looking, he just skulks off while the guy stands up with blood spraying everywhere and then walks a few feet and collapses in a pool of blood and dies. We just wanted to entertain you. I could show you gladiatorial stuff, but I just like the media covering it up because it's a black guy that killed a white guy. And I don't say that to put down black people. I'm just pointing out the control. Yeah, it's the new Disney movie. It's called Clumsy. Overhead shot, please. The new Disney movie is called Clumsy. Imagine if a white guy did that to a black guy. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you went out to the island without me. Longing for the sun, be welcomed on the island many miles away from home. Be welcomed on the island without me. Longing for the sun.
Well, I'm extremely upset we can't beat the New World Order overnight. But that's part of free will. And humanity's going to have to see things get a lot worse and evil a lot more out in the open until they finally realize God is real, the devil is real. You know, I want to make our own version of this and put a T-shirt out or a poster of this. This is so powerful that we can find the HD of it and put it on screen, but here it is. We live in a world where Satan has stopped hiding and the world pretends not to see him. And again, it's the devil sitting at a table like Betsy Ross sewing the American flag back in 1776, but instead of the American flag, it's the devil sewing the rainbow flag of pedophilia and Satanism. We live in a world where Satan has stopped hiding and the world pretends not to see him. I'm going to give the toll-free number out specifically on the Great Awakening and Elon Musk coming out against the globalists saying they hate you. They fundamentally hate humanity, close quote. They want to erode the fabric of civilization and cause a total collapse. I mean, there's 2 hours of this. The shots are garbage. The ventilators are garbage. The environmentalists want to kill you. It's the truth. And it's that weird, wild thing Alex Jones was saying. Back when 1% of people might have even known about it. And it's not about me getting credit. It's about this is real. And now we're starting to be able to have a real debate. And I've said this 1,000 times probably or more. Once we have a real debate about this, once this is out in the open, it fails. Now, it's going to get a lot of what it wants to do done because we're showing up late. But the truth still trumps that. So the devil's going to get a big piece of our ass. And we're going to pay, and we already paid a lot. But in the end, they're going to lose because now we know we're in a fight. It's kind of like, you know, you're a tough guy. You're not looking for a fight. Some crazy person while you're pumping gas comes up and punches you right in the temple. You almost get knocked out. You get up and you see them coming in to kick you in the face and you raise your hands up and grab them by the foot and throw them down. And you get up and you're bleeding and your vision's a little blurry and you see them getting up, but your instincts kick in and you right hook them as they come in right under the jaw and break their jaw. They pull out a knife. They come at you with it. Reach out. You miss grabbing it right. Cuts one of your fingers off. It's okay. Grab them by the head. Flip them over your shoulder. Drive them into the concrete. Call the police. Put them in the ambulance. They're dead. I mean, that's basically what this is like. So we've already got sucker punched, but it didn't completely knock us out. We just got to kick into our instincts here, folks, and say, I'm defending. I'm not going down. I'm not giving up. I have a life force. I have value. I'm going to analyze the enemy. I'm going to analyze what's going on. That's what we're talking about here. Deciding to fight. Deciding not to roll over. Deciding it's animating. Contest of liberty. Here's the toll-free number to talk about this and where you think we should go next and what you think now that I've completed my primary mission. That means you supporting us have been, you've completed, I believe, your primary mission. What is our mission now that the Great Awakening is clearly here? Elon Musk said that as well, and I agree with him. Literally, he just follows my cues. Remember when he was on like 5 years ago, first time right after Joe Rogan when I was on with Joe? And he said, how do things work? Well, there's interdimensions, there's interdimensional creatures, and they're trying to suck us down to this dimension. People synced up the video and said it's word for what Alex Jones said. You see? So what does that mean? It's a big subject, a lot of angles. We're talking about that one big topic. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Okay, let's play a few of these clips. We're talking about Soros and more, and then we will get more into the other news and take your phone calls. Please stay with us.
I mean, Soros actually, you know, he is, I believe, the top contributor to the Democratic Party. The second one was Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah.
So, and Soros, I don't know. I mean, he had a very difficult upbringing. In my opinion, he fundamentally hates humanity. That's my opinion.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that erode the fabric of civilization. You know, getting DAs elected who refuse to prosecute crime. That's part of the problem in San Francisco. And LA and a bunch of other cities. So why would you do that?
Was it humanity or is it just the United States as a whole?
I mean, he's pushing things to other countries too.
He's doing the same thing?
Yeah. Now, George at this point is pretty old. I mean, he's not, you know, he's basically a bit senile at this point. But I mean, he's very smart. And he's very good at arbitrage. You know, famously, he shorted the British pound. That's sort of how I think he made his first money, was shorting the pound. So he's good at spotting, basically, arbitrage, like spotting value for money that other people don't see. So one of the things he noticed was that that the value for money in local races is much higher than it is in national races. So the lowest value for money is a presidential race. Then next lowest value for money is a Senate race, then a Congress, and then, but once you get to sort of city and state district attorneys, the value for money is extremely good. And Soros realized that you don't actually need to change the laws, you just need to change how they're enforced. If nobody chooses to enforce the law or the laws are differentially enforced, it's like changing the laws. I mean, the whole point of free speech, the First Amendment is only relevant if you allow people you don't like to say things you don't like. Because if you like it, you don't need a First Amendment. So the whole point of free speech is that, frankly, even people...
Okay, so again, the elephant in the room, Elon... is why haven't you reinstated me on Twitter? Now, I know the reason. I know the reason. If he does that, and I notice even some of the commenters on Twitter understood this. Trying to find that tweet I had him print for me. But the commenters, like, let me find it. It's too important. I'll find it right now. It's the top comment on a video saying... Here it is. The video is watch Elon Musk go full Alex Jones. Oh, it's not pulling up on here. Let me do it this way. Watch Elon Musk go full Alex Jones. Because this commenter totally got it right before I even came on air and said this today. If they mention Alex giving him the credit for this awakening, the mainstream media will dampen his important moment by blaming Alex for all things bad, said Moab on Twitter under that video. And that's what people are saying. Going back 15 hours ago on these videos, most of the comments say, understand that. And see, that's what's important here. I understand that I was made to be the devil. And so if Elon Musk brings me back, it then allows them to demonize all of free speech. And he sees that as a bridge too far. So I remain banned while he can then free most of the other captives and overall do a great job. I wouldn't do it that way. That's not how I operate, but I'm obviously not Elon Musk. It's a lot smarter than me in many ways, like rocket science and you know, what companies to buy and what to do and all the rest of it. But then listeners attack him, and I trend all the time. Why aren't you reinstating Alex? So then I got shadow banned, or our material got shadow banned again about a month ago because it was trending almost every day, sometimes number one, attacking Musk. Hey, you're a free speech absolutist. Why did you bring Alex back? That was a tactical reason. So he really had brought us back. We were getting tens of millions of views a day of our material. The ADL was freaking out about it. And so he went, oh, really? You're going to bitch about Alex Jones? Here, he really is banned. So now I have an issue with him because it's one thing to not take them on head on and unban me, which would be a head on. But to then quietly unshadow ban people promoting me and then put it back on them, that's wrong, Elon, and that's evil. Nobody's perfect, but I don't see your logic in that. I don't understand it. So, but people are getting it. They're getting more sophisticated. It's the Great Awakening. Because once you're not worried about, you know, oh, are you watching the Rangers? They're winning the World Series. I love baseball. Grew up playing some baseball. Been to Rangers games. Man, I don't have time to sit there and watch that and care about that. It's a false strategy game, a mock war. I'm in a real war. But just like men can become totally understanding, you know, a plumber can of how a sports game works and all the stats and things, you're not meant to know all those stats and things. You're meant to know how the world works and how the globalists operate or how to take care of your kids and how to keep them off fentanyl. So if you watch less Rangers games, your kid might not have died on fentanyl. And I'm not criticizing people. I'm saying we're in a crisis. And so people could figure all this out just like I did if you focused on it. But instead, you're experts in the engine type and horsepower of your car. Great, I get it. I love engines and horsepower. But it's not my idol. It's not what I put first. No gods before me. God's got to be first. God's plan's got to be first for us. Our children have got to be first. And then our nation. Or we're going to be enslaved. And we just thought, hey, it's like our guest said yesterday, Scott Bennett. We can have this Sunday culture, Saturday culture, football games, movies, food, hanging out, having fun with the buddies, telling jokes, going bass fishing. Hey, baby, I love it all more than you do. I love bass fishing. I love deep sea fishing. I love going with buddies and eating barbecue and drinking ice cold beer. Going to the pool hall. I look back at myself even 15 years ago. The last 10, I don't do very much extracurricular activity. And I mean, I was at pool halls with my buddies once a week, going out with buddies to movies, rock concerts, you know, and I was having fun. Instead of fighting the New World Order. And I know all work, no play makes Jack a dull boy, but let me tell you something. Should have been home with my kids then. So I'm not here lecturing you. I've lived this through experience. We better get serious about this right now. People ask me, hey, you watching the Rangers? I've been asked that probably 10 times the last 2 days. And I look at it and I go, no, I don't have time to watch that. And they're kind of, okay. You're not very manly if you don't watch the Rangers or, you know, your team when they're in the Super Bowl or the World Series or the NBA playoffs or whatever. Hey, if that's what you want to know all about, instead of people creating poison shots to kill you and your family, and you want to go take a shot and have a stroke and die, boy, you watched your Rangers, you go ahead and just knock yourselves out. But I don't study the Rangers, ladies and gentlemen. I study our Rangers, and I study Hezbollah's Rangers. I study Russia's Rangers. I study atomic weapons and hydrogen weapon and neutron bombs. I study hemorrhagic fever. I study the U.S. bond yields, inflation projections. I study South African extermination of whites. I study the U.N. refugee centers at the Darien Gap. I study the interdimensional programs the government's got. Yeah, because I'm not watching the Rangers because I'm in the real world. A lot of people don't want to admit that the real world's here. Well, it's going to eat your lunch if you don't. The globalists are going to kill you if you don't wake up. We're deep into the New World Order now. All right, finish up the clip.
So, I mean, the whole point of free speech, the only free speech is only relevant. The First Amendment is only relevant if you allow people you don't like to say things you don't like. Because if you like it, you don't need a First Amendment. So the whole point of free speech is that, frankly, even people you hate say things you hate. Because if they can say, if people you hate can say things that you hate, that means that they can't stop you from saying what you want to say.
Right.
Which is very, very important.
Right. But the problem with Twitter is it was not the case. It was
correct.
It was people that you hate couldn't say.
Anyone they didn't like, they censored.
Yeah.
Or what's called de-amplify.
Not just de-amplify, but under the behest of the government would suppress real news, which was very bizarre.
Yes.
So they were very aware of something being accurate, and they still suppressed it because the government wanted them to suppress it.
I mean, in my view, there have been severe First Amendment violations by multiple government agencies. And there should be repercussions for that.
Don't buy from anyone who still wears a mask. There's a lot of them out there. A lot of them out there. They're still masked up. It's wild.
Yeah, once in a while I see someone paranoid. I'm like...
On the street?
Yeah.
I saw a guy on the street the other day just walking around with a mask on. I'm like, okay, buddy. You look like you're about 28 years old.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be okay.
Be okay, yeah.
You're probably not going to be okay breathing that fucking same air in that mask and all the bacteria you're spitting out.
Yeah.
It's attaching to that cloth.
Yeah, it's masks are not like some magic health shield. I mean, there are times where, you know, a mask is warranted, like if a surgeon is operating on you or whatever, then you know what the surgeon's spitting in your wound, you know?
Of course.
Most of the time a mask is not good for you.
Yeah, and if you can breathe out of it, that means you're breathing in. That means you're also exhaling, so like how much is it filtering? Like, what is it? Particles?
I'd say like a mask is much like a sort of a shield in battle in that, you know, it'll help protect you a little bit from arrows and stuff, but doesn't make you arrow proof. We're just talking about, you know, shooting arrows and stuff.
Right. There's,
so, I mean, there are times when masks are warranted, but most of the time it's actually counterproductive.
COVID got 70% of the restaurants in LA at one point.
Wow.
Not COVID, I should say. Policies.
Well,
lockdowns.
The mind virus. I mean, it's like just crazy.
Yeah. That's why I moved here. One of the reasons why I moved here is we came here in May of 2020 and you could go indoors and eat in restaurants. And my kids who were pretty young at the time, 10 and 12, they were like, we want to live here.
Yeah.
So it's like they're freaked out. Like LA was weird.
Yeah. I mean, for most of COVID, I was actually in South Texas building this.
I hit pause for a minute. No, a mask is not like a shield. There are respirator-type masks that basically do cut back 99% of stuff, but viruses still get through. Almost none of the public had those. You have to change them every few hours. They give you bacterial pneumonia. Masks came around at the same time that Listerine came around. Listerine, and this seems like a stupid story. Why know this? Well, it's the history of microbes. They didn't discover till the 1880s the theory of microbes. They didn't know it was bacteria. They didn't know what viruses were. But after the Civil War, they'd sawed off millions of legs and arms because they knew if you got hit by a ball, by a bullet, and it shattered your arm, that it almost always swole up and got infected, and that then you would get what they call blood poisoning or a infection of your whole body, and you'd die. And surgeons didn't even know to wash their hands. So they've got feces on them. They're in a battlefield. They're there. And a lot of times, if it was a smaller bullet and it didn't hit a bone, they would say, leave it in. They just knew if you do surgery, you try to get the ball out. If they put pliers in there to pull the bullet out, the projectile, it almost always gave you gangrene and you died. They just knew it turned green, swole up, and you died. So that's why, okay, you got shot in the ankle, we cut it off 2 inches above the bullet wound, and then they would bring a big searing hot, they'd have a big pool of coals with a big flat bottom branding iron, just a big flat piece of metal, and then they'd, so they'd give you some opium as pills, as a drink, they'd give you laudanum, they'd get some Jack Daniels. They'd say, all right, son, drink this. No, drink more. Take this. They'd get you drunk and on opium. They'd tie your ass down. They'd stick a spoon or piece of leather in your mouth because you're about to bite your tongue and go crazy. They'd get a saw. They'd saw your leg or arm off. Then they'd get a big white-hot piece of metal and cauterizes it, which stops the bleeding and kills the bacteria. They didn't know there were bacteria. Then they had the theory that there were little bitty microscopic things growing because they had microscopes and they could see them. And so they started spraying Listerine in pumps in the air while they did surgeries. And they found that it would suddenly reduce people having infections by 90%+ because it kills 99.9% of germs. That's why it became a mouthwash later. But it's why it's antiseptic. It's Listerine antiseptic. It's a topical antibacterial antiviral. They didn't call them bacteria and viruses. They just called it an antiseptic because you get septic shock is what they called getting a bacterial infection. They didn't know what they just called it septic because it smelled like feces and you turn black and swole up. So it means anti-SH-T, antiseptic, like a septic tank. And then they started figuring out it was these little microbes. So they said, well, maybe it's coming from us. And what's dirty? It's our mouths. So they started wearing masks. So while you're doing heart surgery or brain surgery or cutting a leg off, which is true, you don't want to accidentally cough or spit while you're over somebody and you're a surgeon. You don't want a piece of spit to get in there. So they learned we need to launder our clothes with detergent. We need to wear gloves. We're dirty. We need to have Listerine in the air with these pumps. Psh, psh, every minute or so, the pumps would turn on. And psh, psh. So you're in all this Listerine, and you're wearing masks, you're wearing gloves. The masks do nothing other than that. That's why surgeons wear a hairnet. That's why they trim their nostrils, because you don't want something falling out of your nose into somebody's brain while you're doing surgery. That's why you wear the mask. It doesn't stop viruses. It doesn't stop bacteria. All right, enough of Elon Musk. I've talked about it enough. Go look all that up. It's true. I watched, as a kid, PBS documentaries about the history of microbes and surgery and antiseptic, and that's just a basic. I went from memory. I'm sure I get some of the years off. But what you just got told is the truth. The masks do nothing. The masks do nothing. The masks do nothing. Just like vaccines didn't come around until the 30s. And, I mean, they were around hundreds of years before that, but they didn't become popular until the 30s. With antiseptics and detergents and sewage lines, running water, viral and bacterial infections go down by the 1930s like this. Then the shots start and they go back up some, not as high, and the shots actually cause most of the disease now. Now, we gotten so filthy, we got bed bugs again and bed sores and people aren't taking baths again and people are having all these sex partners. It's back because we're a bunch of pigs. But I'm done. I'm going to take your phone calls when we come back on the big picture and the Great Awakening and where it's going and what do you make of this interview. Then I'm going to hit all the Israel news, the economy news, huge Russia development news. The German defense minister says we've got to get ready for World War III and that Germany should accept war with Russia and that Germany may have to go to war with Russia. Just spectacularly evil crap going on. Mark Dice has gotten people to bow down and bark like a dog and roll over. That's important psychological warfare information. Herr Gibbler, Joel Gilbert, is going to be joining us coming up on the deep dive on Big Mike. It's all coming up today. Today, we reached the halfway point. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore. You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea bind your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses. How his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing, for the sparkling waves are calling you to kiss the white lace lips.
We're taking your phone calls. I'm going to move quick. We're talking about The Great Awakening and the fact that it's now mainstream news. The globalists want to kill us. What are we going to do about it? Tim in Washington, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? Another amazing broadcast. And, you know, the thing we're going to do about this is that, you know, the American public has stopped protesting, has stopped doing events to protest the Biden regime and all the criminality because they're terrified of the Fed. So why not do it decentralized? Why not do in every town instead of one centralized event? Why not in every single town in the United States, or as many as they could possibly muster? What do you think about that?
One person telling the truth is a majority. We need people to go to the city councils, to the school board meetings, to the state houses, and to the national TV. Remember people used to peacefully take over events that Clintons were at and say Bill Clinton's a rapist? That is all so powerful, and it's contagious. We need the first people to start doing it, and it'll spread.
Well, I coined the term Million Pound March because we've done the Million Man, we've done the Million MAGA, but if it's a decentralized event where the feds can't take us all on and we can just be peaceful protesters and basically just inform our neighbors and just be neighbors again and just create a culture of resistance that can't be broken, can't be infiltrated, can't be stopped. That's what we have to do in America, or we're going to be drafted and thrown into the New World Order woodchipper.
I totally agree with you, and I appreciate your call. We're going to move quick here. Up next is Bill in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to call and speak on that download you got many years ago that you're speaking of. And I just wanted to say that others who think that that's maybe nonsense, you know, I mean, I experienced something very similar, you know, maybe about like 20 years ago. And, you know, I mean, it's just interesting how it all really plays out and how everything's just kind of going exactly how God laid it out for us.
Well, exactly. But it's not just like I say I got that download. I've talked about that hundreds of times on air. Very specifically. Saying God told me this would happen. It's now happened exactly as God said it would.
Yes. And so part of like the download I received was that the main thing that, you know, the devil needs to get in place is the mark of the beast. So what I sort of see happening, you know, is the most likely scenario is the power outage, because then they could get us on the CBDC, you know, and that's like the most.
That's right. They have to bring down the old system. That's the Build Back Better Great Reset. Have to bring down the old system to bring in the new, and they admit that.
Yeah, and so, you know, as far as what's going on with, like, Elon Musk and Joe Rogan and all of that, I mean, it's great, you know, but when and even, you know, yourself, it's like you're not our savior, they're not our savior, and, you know, when COVID really started kicking off, I got another download, and it was just, you know, go be with your family, go get ready, and just be ready for anything that goes down. So, you know, I got the store of food, you know, I got water filtration from you, I got guns, and I moved back to the country with my family, started a garden. So I think that's really kind of the most important thing that we have.
No, you're right. And their power grab is blown up in their face. That's a great point. I never said I'm a savior. Elon Musk is a savior. What I'm saying is the fact that all the most popular shows are anti-globalist now shows how unpopular the corporate system is and how they've already lost the hearts and minds. So now they've got to go with the totalitarian model to try to suppress that. And that's what they're doing. Their only move is totalitarianism. False flag terror attacks, you name it, and now it's here.
Right, and I wasn't trying to say that you were saying that. I'm just saying, like, in general, right? Like, you have to look within yourself. You have to look to God, and you have to really get that discernment and get that message from God.
I totally agree with you, Bill. Thank you so much. All right, Brandon in Louisiana. Let's go, Brandon. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I love you. I love the show. I love all your products. I'll jump straight into it. I've heard you use this analogy. I've been listening to you for 13 years, and you use this analogy hundreds of times. We're tied up. We have the head, the blindfold on. We're in the back of the van with the handcuffs on. The serial killer who's has us tied up has forgotten that we have a handcuff key and we have a razor blade in our pocket. And if we can just wiggle out of this, which we're going to do, no matter how many. CBDCs they put on us, no matter how many poison shots they put on us, if we could just wiggle out of this situation, which we're going to do, and use the handcuff key on the handcuffs, like those women that got away from Ted Bundy or got away from John Wayne Gacy, if we can get out of that situation that we're in, which we will, we're going to be victorious in anything that we do.
I agree.
And I want to spread that message to all of the people listening. I want to spread the message to the people who also have us tied up. We're not going to stay tied up. We're going to get out, and we're going to be victorious because God's behind us. He's pushing us in our back, and he's seeing if we're going to fight to get untied from what we're tied up in. So that's
I totally agree, brother. Why do you think Elon Musk is saying all this? Because I'm not trying to. It's a news item that he's literally word for word saying what I've said word for word.
Well. Like you always talk about the story about the download that you got. We had to. That was all a part of us fighting to get untied. And Elon Musk. 10 years ago, there was no Elon Musk. There was no Joe Rogan talking about this stuff. It was only you. When you were still on YouTube, when you still had an account on YouTube, 13 years ago, you were the one talking about this. and it wasn't popular at the time. So now that Elon Musk has seen that it's popular, they can all talk about it, and it is the Great Awakening. That's
but exactly even if he's not good, I see them bandwagoning as a good sign.
Yeah, I see it as an excellent sign. It gives the people who have been saying it. We've all been laughed at, and people have told us when I was telling people about the COVID shot, they laughed and giggled and thought it was funny until people start dropping dead. Now it's not funny anymore. So there has to be this battle, this struggle session with these people to get us out of this situation we're in. We have to wiggle out of the bondage that we're in. We have to loosen the rope. We have to free ourselves from the handcuffs, get the blindfold off, and then we can see who's driving the van, and then we can do something about who's driving the van. We don't want to crash the van, though, when we get the person driving the van subdued. So we have to take control of this situation.
Exactly. That's why we've got to have an alternate plan. We can't just have the plan to knock out the driver. We've got to somehow have a plan. But if we can't knock them out, we'll just knock the back door up and jump onto the highway. And, you know, even though we're going 50 miles an hour, that's better than being tortured in some dungeon to death. God bless you, sir. Great points. Thank you so much for calling. Antonio in Michigan, you're on the air. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning or good afternoon. Hey, I just want to say, I think Elon Musk, I'm starting to believe him now. After he went to the border and started recording and having interviews on the border, I didn't believe him at first. I was really
well. Again, it's not whether we even know if he's good or not. What he's doing, the fruits are irrevocably hurting the globalists, and they're coming after him. So for whatever reason, he's done this.
Yeah, and it's definitely helping us a lot. I have a lot of friends that really didn't believe what I was saying until everyone who they seen growing up on mainstream TV started speaking up about it. You know, COVID actually hit me and my father. My father actually woke me up to you. All our friends came to us and asking us, like, what should we do next? You know, I'm 28 years old, and I'm ex-gang member, you know. You encouraged me to change my life and get right with God, you know.
Beautiful.
So I just wanted to give you the kudos to that, you know. I want to thank you, and God bless you. And Owen, I know he's going through a tough time, you know. But, yeah, thank you, man, for the opportunity to speak on your show.
I appreciate you. Anything else, sir?
No, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Absolutely. They all want us to kill each other, folks, and we have to stand up against their propaganda, but we also have to come together and realize this is a one incredible time to be alive, is what I'm trying to say. All right, let's go to Cricket in Texas. Cricket, go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, Alex. I'll go fast. So we sold our house, and we're in a suburb of Houston. Sold our house to get out in the nick of time. And when we were sitting down yesterday with the title company, of course, I'm always digging about financial information, finding out from people what I can. This is a national title company. The person helping us had been in business for them for 20 years. She said this is the worst year ever. The company knew that this was going to happen, financial apocalypse, so they already did their cutbacks last year and consolidations. They said the only people getting loans right now are home equity loans, and people are mainly, if in our area, they're either paying cash or not at all, so homes are unaffordable. She said that nobody realizes it yet, but it will start to show itself in 24 how bad the foreclosure rates will be, which I already knew. That's why we uprooted our life and we did what we did. Well, the other thing, too, was in areas in Dallas, everywhere, all over America, I've checked with people, they have been putting in, and I wanted to see your opinion on this.
I'm going to disagree up front. I've told my family, I've told the audience, the economy is in free fall, which I know is then hard for people to support us and buy our products. But I would ask people to, like, don't give to that fake local church you go to that never fights the enemy. I'm not saying it's a tithe here, but buy products that boost your immune system and keep us on air. People need to decide what they're going to support, what they're going to get behind, what they're going to do. And I'm doing the same thing. Like, I like to go to a steakhouse every few weeks. I'm like, you know what? Let's just stay home and grill here. It costs a third the price. Everybody needs to realize ahead of this that it's going to get really rough, because they're going to try to force us onto the world government system. They're going to try to bring in the mark of the beast right now, and it's going to get hard.
Right, and people don't believe it. As far as the Great Awakening, it's very hard to wake up. You can have a successful brain surgeon who does not realize and see what's coming.
Exactly. Let me elaborate on that. Why during the lockdowns did the tech companies almost triple their profits? The average billionaire doubled their profits. They were sucking all in the money ahead of the next thing to raise the interest rates and then buy everything up. So if people think COVID made them rich and powerful, they are getting ready to squeeze the daylights out of everybody. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I agree. And so well, that's what a lot of people think that for, in my opinion, they think that we're broke and that's why we did what we did. No, we beat. It's like you say all the time, the only way to win is not to play the game. If we get out financially, then you're not going to go down and circle the drain as fast as everyone else. If you live in a neighborhood and your neighbors aren't paying for their house, your value is going down and you won't be able to get out. So that's the thing on that. So she confirmed that we had made the right decision and that it's going to be a total ghost town. And it'll be evident to us next year. Because if people, your neighbor looks like they're doing well, no. Their car's in the driveway all day long. Nobody has a job. So they're getting these home equity loans to try to float off of that. Because you know what the interest rate is on a home equity loan? Why would anybody do that in their right mind? So, but the other thing is I noticed in all neighborhoods, they're putting in fiber optics cables. Do they really care if we have internet any faster?
No, it's so they can surveil you and have self-driving cars and make you stay at home.
Yeah. And nobody gets it. So I move out to the country. We're an hour away from where we were. And what do I see being dug out along the freeway? More geofencing. People do not realize that if you go to
Homeland Security. So the geofencing is to control the drones, the robots, and the cars.
And you. Yeah. And I just can't get anybody to understand that. And it sounds crazy.
Oh, the state of Texas spent billions on highways that are, 50 yards between them, putting up giant fences so you can't turn around a road. And I've talked to engineers. They're literally setting everything up to be a giant open-air camp. You are absolutely right, Cricket. Thank you. I'm going to talk to you for 5 hours, but I got to the next caller. I hate it. All these callers are great. I got to get off with them because I got to get the next person. So no disrespect. Bill in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. Thanks for you still being on the air. You know, there's one thing that I can't stand is a quitter. And you got so many people out here that just they want to moan and they want to talk about how the system's not working. But if you look, every county has a Republican and a Democrat and sometimes an independent party. And every precinct within that county has a committeeman. And those are the people that are elected by their neighbors that are the ones that do the footwork for their party. So if you're a Republican, you need to get involved. If you're a blue dog Democrat and you're tired of these liberal leftist Marxists taking over your party, get involved. Quit complaining. You need to, you can't drop out. And there's people that sit at home and they just can't wait for the next civil war. Well, they don't understand. When the big cities collapse, every transportation corridor goes through a big city.
I'm going to interrupt you because you're so on target. I want you to elaborate, brother. Listen to me carefully, listeners. The blue helmets aren't coming till after 5 years of collapse. The UN's taking over the healthcare system with treaties. They are defunding the police. Soros has already taken over almost all of the DAs and the attorney generals. He's got like 40% of those. And they're hitting us with siege. In any ancient war, they cut stuff off the city first. They surrounded it. And we're under siege right now in the softening up process. So all these good old boys, and I know, I hear them, whether I'm up in Maine or whether I'm up in Nevada or whether I'm in Texas or whether I'm out in the middle of nowhere in Florida or North Dakota or Nebraska or Oklahoma or East Texas or West Texas, I'll be pumping gas, and a good old boy will walk up, and he says, Alex, we're behind you. We're ready. When the UN troops come, we're going to kill them. And I'm like, the UN troops ain't coming, buddy, till your electricity's been off for 4 or 5 years. And so, yes, we're in the war now. The country's being turned off now. Go ahead.
Yeah, because once that transportation system gets, it can't move to the major cities, and I don't care where you live. Everything you consume, wear, or do anything with, gas, oil, propane, it's coming from somewhere else. And when that system breaks, people are going to be starving to death. I'd hate to live within $5 worth of gas of Chicago or any big city because those hordes are going to spill out into the countryside. and they're going to be like locusts. And it's
we've already seen it. We've already seen it on our family ranch in East Texas. That's literally 10 miles down a dirt road, 30 miles from even a small town. And when there was a hurricane hit Houston, there were illegal aliens and other people robbing farmhouses everywhere, including one of ours. There was nothing really of value in there. But that's a hurricane hitting Houston, 150 miles south of there. Imagine what it's going to be like during this. It's going to be like Viggo Mortensen's The Road. Have you seen that movie?
I have. And it's pitiful. And with these people in the White House, they think they can fight two or three wars on one front. But as this thing escalates,
they got the same bug Hitler had. They say we're invincible. The head of the Federal Reserve says we can win all wars at once. The damn woman can't even shave her face. She's got a beard. She's an old crazy woman that can't shave her ugly face. But she says she's a field marshal now, Bill.
Oh, we're 15 seconds on that nuclear clock. It's just, that's what scares me to death. And all these Gen Z, you know what? They better get down to the recruiting station, take that ASVAB test, and try to get them a good job. Because if they don't, they're going to be the ground pounders, the 11 Bravos carrying a rifle.
What? The Pentagon admits the draft's coming back. Exactly. Everybody that gets in now is going to have a better position. And the people that get conscripted are going to be cannon fodder.
Cannon fodder. And you know what? And I'm glad my son's old enough that he can't be drafted. Well, I don't know. Over in
the average age 43 in Ukraine now. And people don't know what cannon fodder means. You literally, generals, and this is why they call generals so tough. It goes back to the Civil War. And Napoleon, before that, you have to feed people to cannons because you know your enemy's got, with your intel, so much powder and so many balls. Okay, so you put your worst troops up front to get eaten by the cannons to find out where the enemy's at and to expend their ammunition. Then you send in your good troops. So what you're saying is absolutely true. Historically, I appreciate your call. These are amazing calls, but I can't get to everybody if I don't go to you. But let me use this analogy of Elon Musk. I wouldn't call him Darth Vader. That's more like George Soros. But let's say Elon Musk is a horrible, evil person. He's done some bad things, self-driving cars and brain chips and stuff like that. But he's turned course. But if you're sitting there like in Star Wars episode six or whatever, Return of the Jedi, and you see Darth Vader throw Emperor Palpatine down the reactor shaft to kill him, well, you know, Darth Vader may have been bad before, but he just killed the head demon. Now, this is an analogy. I'm not calling for any violence. So Elon Musk hasn't thrown the Emperor down it yet, but he's throwing major operations down the mine shaft. I mean, or down the reactor shaft. So here's a clip and here's my analogy. Civilization destroyed, you yourselves, FBI, you're Darth Vader. Whole government, you gonna go along with this? Really? Destroy yourself, destroy your own family, or you do the right thing. Be like the German general staff, like, you know, shoot Hitler. Stand against the system. System's here to destroy you. All right. The last caller said, Jones, I appreciate you not quitting. And I've had to build our own infrastructure, our own satellite uplinks, our own everything. It's cost hundreds of millions of dollars in the last 29 years has gone into this place. Sounds like a lot. You read about globalist publications. Like a local newspaper goes out of business. It might be in a town of 100,000. You hear it was taken $15 million a year to run the newspaper. They couldn't make the money. That's how much stuff cost. Okay? It cost this place $30 million a year or so to operate without all the legal bills, with all the stuff that goes into it. Just to serve videos out to everybody is you know, millions of dollars every few months. So, yeah, I'll never give up. I'll never sell out, but I could give out. So I had a really upsetting last few days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, doing accounting every morning. And I am deeper in the hole than I knew. And Free Speech Systems is barely in the black. But it's still operating. But callers call in and say, couldn't you do more? Couldn't you cover this? That's why I get mad. I'm maxed out. I'm up against the wall. So here's the deal. It's your decision, and I'm at peace with this one way or another. I plugged this about six, seven times a month ago. We raised $190,000 to FinnJones.com. It's Give, Send, Go. Great patriots. FinnJones.com. Put it on screen, please. Go to that URL. It takes you to the Give, Send, Go account. Raise $190,000. I personally, the goal's $1 million. Sounds like a lot. I personally now am $1.5 million in the hole on legal bills. You understand that? And I'm selling my car and my boat. What's that raise? Maybe 80 grand together. And I got a piece of property going on the market yesterday. Not worth that much. Maybe that raises me $1 million. By the time that sells, I'll owe two and a half million. Now, we're winning this stuff despite what we see in the press. And they've spent $20 million this year in the bankruptcy the Democrats have. Democrat main party law firm runs it. They spent over $20 million. Coming after us, trying to shut us down. And we got appeals they don't want us to get because we're going to win those, but that takes 3 years. As long as we keep fighting them, we stay on air. It takes money to win a war. So if you directly want to donate to me for my legal fund and my other personal expenses, I don't have money to pay my own expenses, but some of it goes to legal and then it goes to accounting and you know my personal expenses, go to defendjones.com. I want to thank those that made donations. But to me, this is a no-brainer. They're devaluing your currency anyways. This is all going on. I don't want the average mom and pop or people that don't have money to donate. But there's a lot of middle class and wealthy people that tune in. And if you don't fund the revolution, we're going to lose everything. So defendjones.com, defendjones.com. And I need the funds because, you know, the judge ruled I got to pay half the legal bills. Well, guess what? That's back when they believed in the news that I had hundreds of millions of dollars. That wasn't true. So if I don't get $1.5 million in the next few months. Sounds like a lot of money. It's not in this world. I will not be able to do this show. And that's what they want is basically force me not even to quit. I mean, I'll have to withdraw my bankruptcy and then it's over. So, it's that simple. Go to defendjones.com, make a donation. And, there's great products at InfoWarsStore.com as well, like the Coil Silver, Super Female Vitality, Brain Force Ultra. Please, remember, we are listener supported and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million Coil Silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function,
bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Calls the rest of the hour. We've been on air a long time, and I've been trying my best for a long time. I probably can't do the show now. I gotta go. Get a rebroadcast ready. I'm leaving. Love everybody. Well, I want to air this anti-Semitism thing that Greg Reese did and maybe take a few more calls, and I'm leaving. And I'm going to leave for a while. I was about to take out 4 or 5 days. I think I'm taking off a 1 month sabbatical. I'm out of here. And then nobody will have me. And I'm not, you know, it's just time to do it. It's time to split. I've tried as hard as I can. I've done everything I could. But I can't hurt myself anymore. I just can't do it anymore. Because I'll get blamed for whatever happens to this place anyway, so watch. I can't save it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I tried. At some point, you got to admit it's over. At some point, you got to admit it's all going to be shut down. We'll have our nuclear war. You can all starve the streets. Stop trying. Everybody's got a party to go to. Everybody's got some dope smoke. I get it. Hell, I'll go start smoking dope, maybe. Oh. And that's just it. I do have a really important Greg Reese thing that's a dovetail into Elon Musk that I meant to get to earlier, and then I'll take some of your calls. But I don't want to hear from the callers about what I'm saying right now, because I'm not playing around, okay? And we used to be able to fund ourselves about once or twice a week, because I'd already have these authors and filmmakers on. About once or twice a week, we'd have Patriot filmmakers and authors on, and then we'd buy a couple thousand of their DVD or their book, and we'd sell it, and they'd sell some on their own site. We'd be able to be on air, and then we'd get that money to build the infrastructure. And then over the years, for whatever reason, we stopped We just stopped ordering books and films, even though they sold. And, man, it's been hell. I spent over 2 months trying to get this film and this book, and it's incredible. It's unbelievably powerful by Joel Gilbert in the store. And since our warehouse is up in Colorado, I just kept rescheduling Joel Gilbert, just trying to get a copy of the film so I could see it. And that took about a month. It wasn't his fault. He sent them to us. So I finally got it. I'm not complaining. I just can't do it anymore. And we finally got it and rescheduled for the third time. And then it's the default. It's nobody's fault. I need a trailer for a movie I've seen. Or in the old days, we'd make a promo. That's my fault, isn't it? We'd make a promo where I'd say, I've seen this film. It's powerful. You need to get it. We might sell 10,000 of these. You know, then that keeps it on air. It's my fault. See, I'm long in the tooth. I can't do this anymore. It's my fault. But we're not interviewing Joel Gilbert today. Probably never will. I might never come back. Because I can't do it anymore, man. I can't make every decision. I can't run everything. I can't sit there and say it's this way and that way, and then it's not done the next time. I can't beg people to be here over and over again. This crew's great. The ones that are here are great. People are too comfortable. But don't worry. You're going to have your nuclear war. You're going to have your depression, and it's not going to matter anymore. And the good news is the left's going to burn first. And I'm not a sadistic or vindictive person, but I am. And so all you leftists are going to starve to death and get everything you want. You think you're going to be running the death camps? You're going to be in them. Yeah, I probably should be on air. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and support the InfoWars.
So I was up at about 5 a.m. and the great Greg Reese sent to me a video you're about to see. I thought, wow, that really ties into Elon Musk. I'm going to start the show with that and tie it into it all and explain how the censorship industrial complex works and how they're going to do it. I mean, and Congress doesn't get this. Or they don't want to get it. The public doesn't get it. This is an organized plan to outlaw every form of free speech. The globalists want to outlaw, and they can change it anytime they want. So, anti-Semitism and the origins of hate speech. This is a Greg Reese report. Now, obviously, I think the individual that's broken down in this report, here he is, spent 5 years in a German prison, even though he was a Canadian citizen. Ernst Zundel, remember him? He died in 2017, and I don't agree with him. And his Hitler-loving, and his statements like Hitler was a peace-loving anti-war person, that's a quote. I don't like Ernst Zundel. But Ernst Zundel was allowed under free speech, and that's what the Supreme Court of Canada said many years ago, to sit there and say Hitler didn't kill anybody. You're allowed to say the moon's made out of cheese or whatever you want. But for putting out information that might hurt an undetermined group of people, he was put in prison. And obviously nobody knows how many people Hitler killed. I mean, if there were hundreds of millions of people getting killed right now, like died in World War II, they wouldn't know. They don't know how many people died in Maui. Still. So you can debate all day long how many people Hitler killed. There was an old Soviet report in 1945 when they captured Berlin that they found the evidence of 6 million killed at Auschwitz and Dachau. And then they did the math that at those facilities that many couldn't be killed. And then out of that becomes people saying Hitler didn't kill Jews. Of course Hitler did. And now the people that helped do it get standing ovations at the Canadian Parliament. How many Jews did Hitler kill? 5 million? 10 million? Nobody knows. He killed a bunch of people. And he targeted Jews, and the final solution was a real document. But Ernst Zundel was a quack. And he was a UFOologist, all this stuff. And he hauled Hitler. He thought it was all cutesy. And that's his right to be a quack. But they put his ass in prison and extradited him to Germany. And now if you criticize open borders, or say the shot doesn't work, they put your ass in jail. Or if you say two men can't have a baby, or don't target 8-year-olds to have their genitals cut off, you're attacked. And that's how this works. First, it's don't say the N-word, or you get arrested. And then it's every other word. Then it's don't say that Hitler didn't kill 6 million Jews, or you get arrested. People are like, well, I think Hitler killed a bunch of people, a bunch of Jews. So, yeah, okay, arrest people. And now they want to arrest us for climate denial. Even RFK Jr. said that before, but now he's backed off of it. And they're trying to do it in Europe. And now people put up the image of the trans agenda and put a swastika on it, saying, hey, this is pretty Nazi to us. You go to jail. So they start out with something they think we'll all agree with, and then they move on to the next thing. And I knew I wasn't that important 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when they were running some days thousands of articles. I mean, every newspaper, big newspaper in the country, would write separate articles about me because they got their homework every day some days, usually hundreds a week. AP would be syndicated to thousands of newspapers, one article. Sometimes every news channel, local, national, you could flip through the channels and Alex Jones is a demon. Alex Jones is a devil. He's peeing on children's graves. He's attacking people's houses. None of it was true. And I was like, they're getting ready to set me up and make me the example that when they take my rights, first it was N-word and Holocaust denial, but with Alex Jones, it's, oh, he's the populist. We just take his speech. And then once you could take my speech, not just one word, it's not enough to ban the OK sign or the N-word or denying the Holocaust. You got to deny a whole person to then once people agree to that or a Julian Assange, once you don't stand up for journalists, well, none of the journalists are safe. And it came out, the Pentagon and the CIA and German intelligence and the EU were involved. Now they're out in the open saying they're going to arrest Elon Musk. Now they're out in the open saying, we set the precedent with Alex Jones. But the Wall Street Journal, right before I got banned everywhere, had a big article. And they said in there to News Corp shareholders, they said, we're going to ban Julian Assange, and we're going to keep him in jail. We're going to ban WikiLeaks off the Internet. And when nobody stands up on the left, we'll have them. And when we ban Jones and nobody stands up, we'll have the right wing, and then we'll ban everybody after that. So they got the right wing to be scared and not defend me and keep quiet, like Elon Musk still does. So they would get passed over by the angel of death, and then they got them to shut up. They could pick off the next person, the next billion people. Same thing with Elon Musk. So people say Jones is the most persecuted. No, it's Elon Musk, Trump, and then Alex Jones. Yeah, they've spent, for how big I am, more time on me than anybody else. But, you know, because Trump's been attacked a lot more, but he's got billions to defend. I don't. But this is a formula. Skip the break. This is a formula of how they do this. And they do it over and over and over and over and over again. And now they have the AI, with Biden signing an executive order, have AI censor Americans. And what is that? Hey, the shots don't work. Vitamin C helps. Vitamin D helps. Ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine. No, we say it's disinfo, even though it's the truth. The establishment says it's a lie. You can't say it. Put in your database. It's put on your record with a social credit score that you're a bad person. So this isn't coming. This is here. And it starts with a goofball like Ernst Zundel. You know, are we saying Kanye West should be put in jail because he denies the Holocaust and he loves Hitler? No, he's obviously bipolar, out of his mind. He's admitted he's out of his mind. But even if he was right or wrong, but was cogent, he has a right to say that because you have a right to say it's not true. But he's just mad because anytime he criticizes anything political, he's called a Nazi. So he says, well, fine, I'll be what you say I am. In a way, he has courage. I don't agree with the perspective or how he went about it. So this Greg Reese report's really important. The only thing it leaves out is the transgenderism. Because, if, you know, we'll arrest you if you misgender somebody. Some big 6'5" guy walks in, just got out of 15 years, you know, for serious crimes. He's been bench pressing 500 pounds, squatting 600 pounds all day. He struts in, but he's got pink hair. He's standing there at the counter, some little 5'2" guy sitting there. He gets up at the counter. How can I help you, man? Man, it's ma'am, and starts attacking everybody. So you're like, hey, I don't want to say the N-word. I don't want to hurt people's feelings. Fine, put people in jail for that. Well, I don't want to, you know, say that no, that Hitler didn't kill the Jews. Why? You know, I don't want to be associated with killing Jews. You know, that's what they tell you as an American. You're a Nazi if you're white. That, you know, they've moved Hitler on the American people. You know, George Washington's bad. Thomas Jefferson's bad. Take down their statues. It's happening as we speak. And it's that famous Indiana Jones deal where he's in the temple. You see the meme and whatever it is. They're removing the statue and putting the bag of sand on. Well, they're removing Hitler and putting the American flag on it. I want to make a version of that. Or they remove Adam Lanza and they put Alex Jones on it. Remove Adam Lanza, Alex Jones. Remove Hitler, put America. Remove Hitler, George Washington. Remove Hitler, First Amendment. Remove Hitler, and then place on it the nuclear family. Remove Hitler, now the border. Remove Hitler. See how it works? So that's how they do this over and over again. They remove the statue of Hitler, and they put the American flag there. It's now the bad thing. And it's ridiculous. It's preposterous. It's out of control. It's evil. It's wrong. But because you're unconscious, it works. Now, if it doesn't work, the whole system collapses. And it's not worked, actually, so it's collapsing. They may have some people that are dumbed down and still buying it, but a large portion of people aren't. We got some memes of, you know, they remove COVID and bring in the climate change. Or they remove COVID and bring in the Ukraine war. Or they remove the Ukraine war and the new thing is the war in Israel and Gaza. So that's what they did. And so they went inward, Holocaust denial, Alex Jones, climate change denial, which means not accepting their carbon tax and banning your car and banning your beef and your food and your energy and your electricity. And then now they're moving on to just anything we do, you disagree with, you're banned. That's the program. That's the plan. That's the operation. That's how they're doing it. And you can sit back and see how it works, or you can just play into it. And just because if your whole world, if you're looking through a pinhole and all you could see was what was on the idol, you see the idol disappear, now you see something else. You see a move from COVID to the Ukraine war to Israel. And they even sit up there at the table script and go, well, we scared them with COVID. That didn't quite work. Now we moved on to climate change. That didn't work. So what we need is to cut their water off. That'll work. Or a big war. Or maybe terrorism. Yeah, that'll work this time. Because they're trying all the greatest hits on you to see if they can still keep it going. But really, we need to create one where it's Hitler, Hitler's head, and you know, that's the idol we worship. You know, take all your rights away because of Hitler. Do what the ADL says to Hitler. And you're like, wait, my grandparents fought Hitler. My great grandparents. Well, I'm not for Hitler. Well, you all, we'll do what we say and have open borders and let us brainwash your child to have their penis cut off. Well, what does that do with Hitler? Are you with Hitler? Just do what we say, okay? But the big one's misgendering. Hey, man, how can I help you? It's ma'am, not man! It's like Hulk Hogan. It's crushing. Step into a Slim Jim. You know, it's not Hulk Hogan. That's Randy Savage. It's ma'am. This is my excuse to attack you. I may look like Frankenstein, but I'm a woman. They'll show photos of the guy in prison with a shaved head and tats. But for them, it's a way to opt into being more powerful. You see, you get to harass people now. So now if you misgender in Europe and in California places, you go to jail. It's an excuse to throw you in jail by this magical group of people. It all starts with not letting you say Hitler killed 5,999,000 Jews. You're not allowed to question that. And if you do question that, in Europe, you're going to jail. In the UK, and now in the UK, you question five-year-olds having their penises cut off, you're going to jail. Because they got to get you to accept insanity. Remember they asked Tim Cook, the head of Google, who runs giant death camps in China, on record. 3 million people in death camps, killing thousands a week. I guess she made a music video. He made one. You know, this is the same guy. I want to hear this in a minute here. A rapper. This is cool. Oh, I digress. Two women can have a baby in prison. Two men can have a baby. All of this is just to train you to accept absurdity and get you to say yes, sir, when they say it. So here is Greg Reese's report. It needs to go viral. It's on Infowars.com. We'll go back to your calls after that. Anti-Semitism, the origins of hate speech. Here it is.
Climate denier, racist, Nazi, and anti-Semitism are words that have been exhaustively misused to psychologically beat people into a submission of shame. It is a human control technology that works on many people. When you point out the facts which expose the man-made global warming theory as a hoax, you are called a climate denier or a science denier. We are expected to trust the science even if it doesn't scientifically add up. The group mind has been conditioned to look down upon those who question the official narrative. And the word denier or denial has been made into a curse. This deceptive wordplay,
by the way,
with the term.
Start over again. Yeah, the word denier means heretic, and you burn those at the stake. Like Galileo, you know, saying that the world was round, or that we orbited the sun, or Copernicus. This is being a heretic. Start it over, sorry.
Climate denier, racist, Nazi, and anti are words that have been exhaustively misused to psychologically beat people into a submission of shame. It is a human control technology that works on many people. When you point out the facts which expose the man-made global warming theory as a hoax, you are called a climate denier or a science denier. We are expected to trust the science even if it doesn't scientifically add up. The group mind has been conditioned to look down upon those who question the official narrative. And the word denier or denial has been made into a curse. This deceptive wordplay, along with the term hate speech, both stem from the Holocaust denial trials of the 1980s. In 1983, the founder of the Canadian Holocaust Remembrance Association, who was a Holocaust survivor, filed a private complaint against German-born citizen Ernst Zundel before the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. In 1984, the Ontario government joined the criminal proceedings, and Zundel was charged of spreading false news by publishing the book, Did 6 Million Really Die? The Truth at Last. He was not making claims that the Holocaust did not happen, just that it did not happen as we were told.
The main argument was simply challenging the number 6 million. Many others have worked out the math and concluded that 6 million would have been impossible based on multiple logistical factors. The charge against Zundel alleged that he knowingly published a false statement intended to stoke racial intolerance. He was found guilty by two juries, but was acquitted by the Supreme Court of Canada in 1992, who ruled it was a violation of the guarantee of freedom of expression under the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. But in 1995, Ewald Althans got 3.5 years imprisonment in Germany for asking the same question. From a logical perspective, discussing observable reality should not be so emotionally offensive. But Zundel was a fan of Hitler and was surrounded by extreme neo-Nazis, so there was no sympathy for his persecution. And the term Holocaust denier became the absolute worst thing anyone could be charged with. Zundel left Canada and moved to the United States. In 2003, Germany issued a warrant for his arrest. U.S. authorities arrested him for violating immigration rules and deported him to Canada, where he was tried, found guilty, and given the maximum sentence of 5 years in prison for violating the Volksverhetzung law in the German Penal Code, which bans incitement of hatred. This quickly evolved into the term hate speech, and those paying attention could see that this would soon be used against anyone the government wanted to silence. The Zionist government, who funds and operates Hamas under the Mossad maxim, by way of deception, thou shalt do war, is openly calling for genocide of all Palestinian people under the banner of their God. Are we still bad people for asking logical questions based on observable facts? The number 6 million has been ritually used by Zionists since their official beginning in the late 1800s, decades before the Holocaust. It obviously means something. 6 million is a 6 followed by 6 zeros, and so it can represent 66. 66 is also 2/3. The Hebrew prophet Zechariah wrote that 2/3 of the nation of Israel will be cut off and die. Many believers of biblical prophecy believe that this mass blood sacrifice is necessary in order for their Messiah to return. The Zionists seem to be no friend of the Jewish people, but by simply showing this information, many of you are triggered into thinking that I am an anti-Semite, a racist, or even a Nazi. And yet all I am doing is reporting on the unbiased scientific inquiry that people have had for decades in the pursuit of truth. Mind control is a real threat, and we are all affected. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right. I'm going to come back and take phone calls. I apologize to Joe Gilbert for not having him on. It's not his fault. It's my fault. I should have had a trailer ready. I should have been ready. I should have done that. And, but we may never have him on. Who knows? So, but, you can get his film and his book. It's an amazing film. Michelle Obama. She's a horrible person. Found out her secrets. Only the truth can stop her. And the book, Michelle Obama 2024. They're both available at InfoWarsStore.com, and that keeps this broadcast on air. They're definitely trying to get her ready to run with Gavin Newsom. It's very important information. All right, I'm going to come back from break and go to Daniel and Aaron and Tony and Tim and Jeff and Joe and Joe. That's it for calls. We'll take those calls. And then that is it. Got more news coming up. An analysis after that. After I take those calls, there's some other news I'm going to hit as well. Obviously, I'm upset and a lot of stuff's going on. But that's just the way it is. And that's just the way it's going to have to be. That's just the way it's going to go down. It is what it is. But everybody's going to take things serious real soon. And then you will face God. And nothing's going to stop that. Games are over. The party's over. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com.
and you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution, funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
When I tell you we have the ultimate bone broth, hands down, this is the most concentrated, high-quality bone broth there is. Concentrated chicken broth, patented, amazing. Then a huge dose of chaga mushroom, a massive dose of bee pollen, a gigantic dose of highest quality turmeric, and then it just gets crazier from there. It's about to sell out. We haven't had it in stock for years. This first new run is about to sell out. Get it discounted right now. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. And once you get addicted to it, once you get blown away by it, once you feel your joints, your energy, your stamina accelerate, then become a regular customer for bone broth, InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, spread the word about InfoWars, about the live show, and about all the other great products, because these are great products that power your life, plus they fund our operation. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. We're selling out Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off, about to sell out.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm not mad at the listeners. I'm not mad at the crew. I'm not mad at anybody I'm the word associated with. I'm mad at the globalists. And we've been on the edge of destruction, just like the world has, since the advent of nuclear weapons, you know, since the 1950s, really, you know, obviously developed and detonated in 1945. But with bioweapons and all the rest of it, nuclear reactors, if they melt down, I mean, we're talking about the end of the world as you know it. For those that survive, they're wishing it's the end of the world. But now we've moved so close to midnight on the doomsday clock that I personally am completely upset and freaked out. And I get there's a normalcy bias because we're in crisis so long that people just kind of get comfortable with what's happening. We have to not be comfortable in that. So let me say something right now. Then I'm going to go to your phone calls. I'm going to be very, very clear with people because this is really important. And I don't want to sit here like a baby bird begging because I can't stand it. But if people realize the urgency that was going on, how serious things are, that wouldn't even be an issue. People call into the show and they say, we really want to thank you for not giving up. We want to thank you for staying on air. And I want to explain something. It's you, the viewer and listener, that decide that. And I get tuning into reality and tuning into what's really happening is something I don't even want to do myself, but I'm forced to do it. And we've been proven that our view of reality and what's happening in the world is what's happening. So people ask me, thanks for not giving up. I want to say to you, thank you for not giving up. Because when you give up or you don't realize how important you are and you don't spread the word, pray for the broadcast and support the broadcast, it goes away. And that's really where we are in this equation. So I wrote these notes down. Thank you for not quitting, Alex. Well, thank you for not quitting, listeners and viewers. I mean, we're up against the globalists, the New World Order. And yeah, people fighting it are popular, but I think because of the glut of media and the tens of thousands of channels, people don't realize that these operations like mine are under massive attack. And the enemy believes they can cut the head off of these operations. You won't have any place to coalesce or focus, and you'll be defeated. So I need everybody to understand that, are you going to give up? Are you going to go along with this? Because if you don't support our broadcast, if you don't buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com, if you don't go to DefendJones.com and make a straight donation so I can pay my bills and I'm upside down, then I am forced to go underground. And I am forced because you quitting is me quitting. And I guess I can sit here on air till they put chains on the doors and the lights go out. And then that'll really show you, oh, look, they really shut down. But the way they've set it up is I get completely exhausted by the time that even takes place. So I need your support at defendjones.com. I'm in the hole well over $1.5 million. And I don't have ways to pay this stuff. And if people don't think this show's of value and people don't think they want to get this on air, then take me out of the game. I'm ready right now. And I'm not going to tolerate anybody around me that doesn't realize the war we're in. DefendJones.com. All right, I did that live on air. That's a three-minute ad I just cut. I'm going to run that on the network, and we'll see what happens. And look, I mean, I'm not defeatist, and I'm not even depressed. We've had devastating victories against the enemy, and at a certain point, like you're a 45-year-old quarterback, that's equivalent to like being an 85-year-old man in the regular world, you got to hang your spurs up. But there's not a sense of urgency. So, oh, Alex will always carry us through. Alex will always do it. Or people think, oh, well, InfoWars is going down. You know, even some of the crew, I'll just show up 3 days a week. Jones will put up with it. He's a candy ass. He's a nice guy. No, I won't. You're going to get fired. Because I'm going to keep the good people around here that actually are here and care instead of the other people that think this is a big party. It's not a party. And you're going to find that out real soon with what happens in the economy in the world. The The games are over. You think the lockdowns and all that was bad? You've seen nothing. And I don't tell you that to scare you. I tell you that to get ready. I've been on air 29 years, and everything's been building towards this point we're at right now. This is it. This is the big one. This is the New World Order. This is the giant false flags. This is the power outages. This is the cyber attacks. This is the mark of the beast. This is the collapsed borders. This is Biden with bulldozers ramming down and destroying the fences on the Texas border. We're far beyond gone. And the other talk show hosts sit around and act like, well, we're waking up to the New World Order, and yeah, the government's full of traitors, but, you know, there's not a sense of urgency. And that's because the leadership we've got fighting the globalists are babies. They've not been doing it 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. All the old timers that I knew that did it longer than I did before they died, they would have known what to do right now. They're all dead. And let me tell you, it's scary as hell to look around and be the graybeard and to be the best we've got, because I don't think of myself as that good. The Ted Gundersons are all dead. G. Edward Griffin can still do a show, still a great guy, but he's 80-something years old. But I'm getting ready to leave you kids to it, because it's a slow death sitting around here. And just all the games and all of the stuff that goes on. And hell, the Democrats like power outages and no food. Let them have it. I'm just trying to get you ready. And the left, so spiritually blind, so spiritually deaf and dumb, they're not even going to recognize when they're in the jaws of this, which they already are, that getting deeper into it's only going to make it worse. So, people ask me all the time on the street, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's like having a heavyweight boxer punch you in the stomach. We'll go to break and come back and take calls. Because I knew this was real. I knew the globalists already carried out everything they said they did before. And I know they're going to kill 90% of us at least. I know we're going to see that. And you're not going to believe it, even while they kill everybody around you. Okay, fine. And that's really the frustrating part about it, is that what's it like to be vindicated? Well, imagine you're tied up in some dungeon and you've already seen the pedophile devil worshippers torture 10, 15 kids and rape them and eat them alive right in front of you. And then you go, and now they're going to eat that other kid. They're like, wow, what's it like to be vindicated? Not very nice. How much evil you got to see? How much corruption you got to see before you break with it? Before you realize you should be all in against this? But it doesn't matter. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
The wicked plot against the righteous and gnash their teeth at them, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he knows their day is coming. The wicked draw the sword and bend the bow, to bring down the poor and needy, to slay those whose ways are upright. But their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. Better the little that have righteousness than the wealth of many wicked. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. In days of famine, they will have plenty. But the wicked will perish. Though the Lord's enemies are like the flowers in the field, they will be consumed, and they will go up in smoke.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters. And you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here are some of the headlines that broke in the last few hours while I was on air. It's just InfoWars, though, so I'm not paying attention. Nobody else is. Shock video, murder suspect shoots pistol whips cop during traffic stop. Joe Biden received $40,000 check and laundered money from communist China through family oversight committee reveals. Domestic terror attack imminent as millions of terrorists wait for signal to launch assault, U.S. intel analyst warns. In fact, I'm host of the fourth hour now. I'm going to cover all these stories in detail. You just got another hour of me. It'll punish you. They're trying to illegally remove my name. Trump warns of radical left scheme to strip him from the 2024 ballot. Viral video, House wins Halloween event with interactive Alex Jones, gay frog. Got a Paul Joseph Watson. Knock, knock. It's the Thought Police. What an incredible video. Threatening to arrest people, arresting people for their speech in the UK. What a hellhole we live in now. And it's just going to get worse. The dumbass leftists that love the power over people can't look around and see the resources being cut off around them. Daniel in Texas, thanks for holding your on the air on the Elon Musk statements. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you. I love Owen. I love InfoWars. Elon Musk, perhaps he's broadcasting his agenda, just like the you said the Satanic New World Order has to, like, make it public. That way we look stupid. Noah Yuval Harari said a few years ago that they want to read our DNA. I believe that God revealed to me that 666 is like a when you grant permission to operating system directory and files, the numerical grant is 666. He wants to read and write to our DNA. There's an Elder Joseph that I wish that you would ask Greg Reese to do a report on. He prophesied about Russia invading Ukraine, about the Iran controversy. He prophesied that once Russia is aware that we and Israel are going to nuke Iran, that that Russia will turn our power off. St. Paisios.
Russia will turn our power off.
Yeah, that's.
You know, it's funny. Prophecy. It's easy to say we're going to have a war with Iran or Russia's going to invade Ukraine. They've been threatening for a decade. Did he name when the Russians would invade Ukraine? Like to the date, like I did. It's not a prophet. You can see the programming there.
He said it like in 2009, 2011, around that time before he reposed. So maybe you could investigate that.
I don't think it's. I'm not putting this person down. I don't know him. But to say it's a prophet that we're going to have war with Iran, I think that's a guarantee. But I appreciate your call. Man, I'm not a prophet, folks. I'm just analyzing all this information. Aaron in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, I can't wait to get more of the ultimate bone broth. That stuff's great.
Yeah, it's
but,
good.
I just want to go back to October. You know, you remember we had that nationwide alert. And just two or three days later, you know, we have the massive terror attack in Israel.
And, that's right. On October 4th, they had the EAS emergency alert drill, and then a couple days later, the Israel thing.
Yeah, the worst attack since, I guess, the Holocaust. And then you have the mass shooting in Maine, which, while the guy's running around and the FBI and the cops are trying to find him, you know, there's a statewide shelter-in-place order by the governor there. And then the director of FBI yesterday just says, imminent attacks are definitely going to happen. So they're predicting what's going to happen. So I think they're just getting everybody ready. They know that Biden or anybody, any Democrat, is going
to
lose.
Yeah, they're getting ready to cancel the election.
Yeah, they have to do that because the globalists, the Democrats, they know that Biden has no chance. Or pretty much any Democrat, I would think, would have no chance. So their only option is to maybe make some kind of a situation, which it's funny how they predict what they're going to do. They let you know. And then, martial law, what's the rules of martial law? You have no rights.
No, because the patriots with Russia turned the power off like the prophet said they would.
Yeah, I mean, it's just funny how they, once one thing happens in the next day.
Yeah, the Russians got rid of our border. They had that bulldozer a few days ago smash through and get rid of all the barbed wire. The Russians shipped in the fentanyl. The Russians taught transgenderism. The Russians devalued the dollar. The Russians arrested all the J6 people. Russians did everything. The Russians came after our guns. You heard it. Like the Russians. That's why everything's bad. The Russians.
Yeah, I just.
You see that Russian bulldozer right there? Crashed through our border?
Yeah, I saw Putin was on. He was on the driving the steering wheel.
That it was actually Biden, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because exactly. It's the Russians. That's right. It was the Russians. Thank you, Aaron. Great points. Let's go to Tim in California. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm just mad at Putin running that bulldozer over the border.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty shocking video yesterday. Wanted to call with the particulars. First timer. Thanks, and God bless all.
God bless you.
And sharing some of the best commodities we have with each other right now, which is time. So just wanted to put that out there.
Every day we can talk is precious, brother.
Yeah, I know. A long time listener. Really glad to talk to you. I don't have a particular topic, Alex. I just, wanted to call in and say hello. I don't want to take up time from the family, but I guarantee I'll call back. I'll be more prepared. This is a first-timer.
No, brother, it's a pleasure to talk to you. What do you think about the world today? Boy, isn't it crazy?
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible. Yeah, I'm out here in California and trying to escape like everybody else, but, Don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the economy. Just be ready. When you go out shopping, just have your head on a swivel. Be aware of your surroundings. That's really all you can do if you're really staying in the game. Just stay in the game.
Well said. I love you, and I appreciate you, Tim. Joe in Indiana, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah, I'm just...
First-time caller, man. Before I make my point, I just want to say something to you. I love you, brother.
Love you, too, man.
I knew a lot of things were wrong when I was very young. It wasn't until I started listening to you in 2016 that I started to get that broad spectrum understanding that you talk about all the time. and I appreciate you for that.
Appreciate you.
My point is, you talked about the Hegelian dialect, and it's a very accurate, obvious representation of what it is when you talk about it. Create the problem, present the solution, right? What I really want people to understand is, having seen a little bit inside, like working in politics at one point, it's deeper than that. They have something they think about the solution they present. They have something they want to do to begin with that they know the public won't go for, just like we wouldn't have went for World War II if Pearl Harbor was never attacked. So the problem they create knowing that what they wanted to do in the first place is going to be the only solution. And you're going to be begging for the solution. As you've pointed out correctly, people beg for the solution, relying on the government that they know is not having their best interests at heart to come save them for some reason. I really want people that are listening to think about that.
No, I agree. That's what they do over and over again, is problem, reaction, solution.
And then I just wanted to make a point about your products. I've had friends that told me they didn't want to be friends anymore because I bought your products, and they're not my friends anymore. I've heard people call you a snake oil salesman. You're selling the same stuff that people can go get at a pharmacy or a grocery store or wherever, but all of those places, because of the way our economy has been restructured, particularly during COVID, all of those places, the local grocery store I could go to right now and buy stuff that you sell as well. That is part of the establishment that is oppressing us when I go spend money there versus spending the money with your organization to get the product. And the
yeah, that's it. Everything we sell is top-of-the-line certified supplements that totally work. It doesn't mean I'm Mr. Healthy. I'm totally stressed out, but you're absolutely right.
The first time I bought something from you, and I looked at where it was made on the label, and I said it has to be a good product because the regulations in the state where it's manufactured, I know the regulations are very strict. And, of course, the products that I've used that I've gotten through InfoWars have worked every time. They work when I use them, just like listening to you and then going and doing my own research and kind of staying abreast helps me, you know, helps
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for keeping us on the air, Joe. Well, let me just say this. We sell stuff because we're self-funded. We try to sell things that work good. So if we sell a water filter, we go out and say, what's the highest rated for the lowest price? Here it is. Or what's the best storable food company? Okay, we'll have that. Or I come up with a T-shirt. Is it the best? No, I'm not the best at T-shirt design, but they're pretty cool, some of them. I mean, it's just a book, a film, vitamin C, vitamin D3, CoQ10, PQQ. And we go out and say, what's the best nootropics? Okay, let's make that. And we've had some game changers like the iodine that's still sold out. Got good coffee, you know, whatever. Here's where I am. There's a certain point where you're already done, so you might as well just admit it. So I'm not quitting today or tomorrow or next month, but I can't sit here and do this and just beg for stuff anymore. So if some big donors want to give us money that saved us about a year and a half ago, they can do it again. They can go to Infowars.com/crypto, make a donation, or they'll get stuff. But I'm just done. Like, I may just come back in a while and not even plug stuff ever again. Because I'm done doing this. Please, remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at Infowarsstore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has finally returned. To celebrate this powerful product's long-awaited homecoming, we're slashing $10 off the asking price, passing the savings on to you. Silver Bullet is the answer to Alex's extensive search for a powerful colloidal silver product that utilizes high-quality processes and has applications for both preparedness and regular use. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in a pure base of deionized water, this survival silver is the perfect fit for you and your family's routine and emergency supply. Colloidal silver is an amazing natural product that can assist your body's many healing processes. Do a deep dive, research the possibilities of colloidal silver yourself, and don't miss out on this limited time offer of $10 off. Try InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up at the start of the next segment, I'm going to show a video that's on InfoWars.com. It's illustrative of the whole economy. Watch thieves raid Halloween candy basket, leave nothing for American trick-or-treaters. And they're too dumb to even take the whole thing and just dump it in the basket. They sit there and grab at it. And that's the illustration of America. It's like a big trick-or-treat jar. And, of course, it's illegal aliens doing it. And then, of course, those people won't ever do that again. But it's all a satanic holiday anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's the symbol of the end of the social contract. And there's a lot of great comments, a lot of great tweets by Harris and Smith and others in the article. Joe in Arkansas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's nice to talk to you. Hey, just a little bit about me and my wife. We moved to Arkansas 3 years ago, and since I've been here, I recently just lost a job and I lost another job just from being outspoken on the church, just trying to wake people up. And we moved here hoping that things would be better and people might be more like-minded, but I'm like you. I just think we're in trouble. Still, a good majority of the people don't want to hear it.
Well, I mean, let's just say it. The average American's on a bunch of drugs, illegal and legal, and is in a daze, and just we're entertained to death, and people are asleep. They're sleepwalking, and the globalists are just, and so they can't wake up. It's not even their fault. So it's just a disaster.
Yes, it is. I agree with you. And my wife worked COVID in New York City with her sister when it first popped off, and she was up there for 3 weeks, called me and told me straight up, we're the ones that are killing them. And so once I heard that from her, the mask went off. I have sisters that won't talk to me.
So you had family that was in medical system, and they said, we're killing people.
Yeah. My wife and her sister both went up there. My wife was already doing it in Arizona, and then – but she went to New York. She's seen it, full scale. They were wheeling people out in hallways, putting them on vents, giving them, remdesivir. So basically they're just drowning.
Turning their organs off, putting them on a ventilator, knowing it'd kill them. Yep. That was the protocol. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, So, I mean, I have another job, but that's kind of why I lost it, just from being outspoken. I was told, use discernment, people don't want to hear it, and just wearing shirts, just say no.
Well, that's it. I mean, the globalists are evil and bad, but they're like an infection coming into a body that doesn't have a good immune system. We've allowed it. It's us that have allowed this. And people aren't serious. They're not focused on average. Even patriots aren't. Even I'm not. And so it's very sad that this is going down. And it's terrible, but there's your family telling you, hey, we work in New York, we're killing people. Of course, that all came out. They knew exactly what they were doing, whether you were in Europe or here or anywhere in the world where they had the controls. They murdered people en masse. And Kate Daly talks a lot about that. She's coming up. I appreciate your call. I'm going to go to break. We'll skip the next network break to give her time back, Kate Daly. I'm going to come back, finish up with Jeff, and then I want to show this because I saw the article. I'm like, I'm not going to cover this. And then I saw the video, thieves raid Halloween candy basket, leave nothing for American trick-or-treaters. It's like, you know, illegals or whatever doing it. And they're there just dumping, which is all high fructose corn syrup poison. So they're fighting to get the poison. Halloween's a 1950s holiday they invented. It goes back to Samhain, and the Druids would sacrifice kids on that night. If you want a vision of American future, it'll be a horde of cackling illegal aliens jamming their fat, sticky hands into your pants, demanding GIBS and giving all their family members to the same forever. And this is exactly what's going on. It's just a microcosm of it all, and it's going to get worse. Say, we deserve it, man. So, hey, sit back, relax, and watch it all burn, baby. Get ready for nuclear war and enjoy every last bit of it, because you're going to enjoy it. The mass culling's here. Stick your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. Unless you find God. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening. The plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com. Either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, you can see this up on InfoWars.com right now. Watch thieves raid Halloween candy basket. Leave nothing for Americans. Trick-or-treaters. If you want a vision of America, it will be a horde of cackling illegal aliens stealing everything. A basket of Halloween candy left on a porch for trick-or-treaters being pilfered by a small group herd speaking a foreign language is being seen as representation of how illegal migrants, illegal aliens, the UN words migrants, exploit America's open borders and welfare and assistance programs. In a viral video, a porch camera captures two women and several children snatching handfuls of Halloween candy, including full-size crunch bars, Butterfingers, Reese's Cups, and more. Well, thank God other kids won't be sick by it, get diabetes. Emptying the basket and leaving nothing for other trick-or-treaters and speaking in a foreign language. Steven Crowder called it disgusting. Conservatives on social media were appalled by the abhorrent, selfish behavior, which was interpreted as a microcosm of how America and taxpayers are seen as suckers and taken to the cleaners every day by illegal aliens exploiting the system. And, of course, the globalists that control them. If you want a vision of the future, Dan Lyman said, in America, it will be a horde of illegal aliens jamming their fat, sticky hands into your pants, demanding gimme freeze, and inviting all their family members to do the same forever. That's a play on George Orwell. You want to see a future, it's a boot stomping the human face forever. Harrison Smith said, I've seen it a million times. I've said a million times. Liberty is an unregulated cookie jar. If people can't be trusted to not take advantage of vulnerability, liberty must perish. Charlie Kirk, mass illegal immigration equals erosion of social cohesion and trust. Sound on. America in a nutshell, immigrants take whatever they want and get away with it. The worst kind of people. They did a little joke, Benny Johnson did a joke with it with Zelensky and Biden's head on it. Let's go ahead and roll the video of this. import the third world, become the third world. Burn down a Target, can't shop there ever again, it's okay. I'm going to do a final phone call, and I've been a little bit down and aggressive and bad today. The crew's doing a great job. I love to death. The listeners are great and wonderful. I'm just upset about the state of the world and things. And I've been very honest with the audience about the situation. So that's basically where we're at. But I appreciate everybody. Kate Daly's about to take over. We'll skip this break so she gets more time. Real fast, Jeff in Kansas, thanks for holding her on the air.
Honored to speak with you, Alex, and to the whole InfoWars audience. I did want to say thank you for not giving up, and I won't be.
But you understand, if we don't have the funds, that is, it's ending. Okay, so, yeah. Okay, all right, good.
Well, I'm not giving up.
Well, everybody knows when this shuts down, I didn't give up. Okay, I've told the listeners we're shutting down very soon. We don't get big support. That's just the way it is, so you've been told. Okay, good.
All right. Well, I've got both of your autographed books. I've purchased both.
No, I'm sure you are. I'm not talking to people that have supported. I'm talking to the vast majority of people who haven't. And that's their decision. I'm actually ready to be taken out of the game. I'm fine with it. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I also did get a couple of these conspiracy bourbons, and I think whoever else has purchased them, whenever they take a sip off of it, they should be thinking of Owen. And if they can't support the InfoWars shop, if they can't donate, then they can at least write letters to Owen. My kids will be writing letters to Owen. You can rally around those that have fallen. And so it doesn't, I feel a little let down by the InfoWars audience if they're not already doing that.
Well, I'm sure they are. And, you know, Owen's been put back in solitary confinement. And what he needs to come back to is a job. Letters are wonderful. So, in fact, just send those. And that's great. And, I appreciate your call, man. I really do. I really appreciate your call. That's a perfect illustration of what I'm talking about. It's like, oh, my God. Hey, it's been a good run, so it's fine with me. Seriously, I may just shoot. I mean, look, I have to decide when InfoWars is over when it's already dead, when they've won. And, I mean, I don't think people understand what I'm even saying here on air. I haven't said to the crew, if we go 24-7, write letters to Owen instead of sell products, we'll be shut down. It's like, we're going to do letters to Owen. Okay, fine. I'll quit today. And the whole show will just be letters to Owen, letters to Owen, letters to Owen. And then what does that do? He has 50 wheelbarrows and they lock him in solitary confinement because they're so upset because the phones are ringing off the hook of the federal prison. Hell, they may hang him in there because of it. It's the same thing with Elon Musk. I told listeners, stop attacking Elon Musk with Alex Jones at the top of Twitter every day, saying Elon Musk is censoring Alex Jones. He's going to shadow ban everybody. They did that. People don't listen, which is fine. You got your logic. I got mine. What do I know? Kate Daly's about to take over. Let's move on from this. And I'll see you when I come back. God bless and good luck. Go ahead, Kate Daly.
Thanks, Alex. Tough day. Listen, there's a lot to say today, and I want to give you maybe some positive information, some things about where we're at right now, what we could do better, what we're looking at. And I was thinking about this last night. I was passing out some candy for Halloween, and I was sitting on my doorstep and just kind of enjoying the night. It was a nice night. And I was looking across and there was that empty bowl of candy. And I was looking at some of the houses and they had the bowl of candy sitting there. And my first thought was, you know, I'm not talking about the holiday itself, the celebration of darkness. I'm just talking about what we do as a culture. And I was looking at sort of the kids having this sort of look of, oh, no one's going to notice me. No one's going to see me in my costume. And I just take the piece of candy. And watching that video, quite honestly, it's disturbing. It's disturbing. The video's disturbing. Because really and truly, it's what people are capable of, right? But then you have the vast majority of people that really just want to say, hey, you look so cute in your costume. Here's a piece of candy. And that interaction, that human interaction. And most kids, pretty respectful. In that video, you had adults teaching the kids how to hoard, how to be rude, no manners. And I'm glad that we get to see the faces of these particular people and that it's out there for the world to see because it's a good reminder of what we can become. But I do think the vast majority of us really care about each other. And really the proof of that holiday even though it's a celebration of darkness and we all get it, okay, as Christians. I'm just talking about the cultural celebration that we do, the things that we do as a culture. It is proof that we don't hate each other as a nation. It is proof that in the on that night, your little kids go out, they trick or treat, other people buy them candy, they give it out, they're really nice to the kids. And guess what, folks? It's a nice representation of a contradiction that the media tells us every day, the media whores, that tell us that we all hate each other and that life is horrible because everyone is like those people in the picture, okay? We're not. The vast majority of people teach their kids that you don't do that. You don't go up to a bowl of candy sitting there with no one there and take advantage. You don't do stuff like this. It's not who we are as people. And that gives me a little more faith in humanity, just a little, but it gives me a little bit of faith that you don't have, 42,000 children are dead on Halloween because we all hate each other and everybody's out to get each other. Okay. You don't have that. For the vast majority of America, it's actually a really safe night. Okay. For everybody. So that's good proof, right? And when I look at those people that are teaching their kids how to hoard and how to do stuff like that, I think that's in their house. That's them, but it doesn't mean everybody's doing that. And the vast majority, there's a lot of goodness. You go drive around this country and you'll see a vast majority of goodness across this country of people that care, people that want something to change in America. The problem is they don't know how to do it. I was listening to some tape this morning and it talked about the value of our city races across America and how the value of the dollar impacts more than it ever would in a presidential race or a Senate race or a Congress race. It's the city race. That's where you get the most bang for your buck, right? When we hear sanctuary city, when we hear the cities are having problems with this or that, how do we get America back? How do we stop that picture of those people hoarding the candy out of that bowl? How do we get it back? And honestly, it's going to be working on ourselves. We might not be able to stop all the evil in the world, but we can work on ourselves and we can understand the problem and we can get down to why we're in this issue, why we're having these issues. I was thinking about human interaction last night and I was thinking about how somebody will put a bowl of candy on a doorstep like kids or dogs and say, I don't even care that you spent a month planning your costume. I could care less. I don't even want to see your face. Just take a piece of candy and be done with it. And I thought, as a society, we really need to work on that. You know, there was a long time where when it came to this holiday, people would actually look forward to answering the door, even though it's a pain in the rear end and we all know it. You would actually kind of light up. The kids would light up. They knock on the door. You give them a piece of candy. And you know, they walk away feeling excited because you just said how darling they look or cute they look. I thought about that a lot. And I thought about the fact that human interaction is missing. We really need to get that back. I mean, we can't be disturbed for one night as far as maybe your doorbell gets rung about 20 times. I mean, is that too much for us? Of course not. These kids need to be seen. They're competing with cell phones 24/7 because adults are like this with their phone 24/7. Okay. They need to be at least seen. They need to at least be acknowledged. And for them, it's fun. Okay. So we need to learn some lessons on what we've gotten to as a society and what we're going to allow. And also, how are we going to change it back? How are we going to get some of these really great feelings back? And one of those things is, You get better terms with God, to be frank. That's one of the ways. You start to look at what your city's doing because your county is one of 3,000 counties in America. You start to examine what you can do on a personal level, becoming better, understanding what the needs of your community are, getting prepared for whatever comes your way to even help others, not just yourself, but really preppers are really about other people. It's really about helping your fellow man, isn't it? And that last night is really proof that we don't all hate each other, that we're actually pretty much there for each other, even strangers' kids. You're pretty much there for each other in the vast majority of the nation. let's get back to trying to fund media again, media that tells the truth. We're going to put money anywhere. It always cracks me up when I see people with money and they do everything except fund media. Why? Why do they do that? When, if they don't fund media, okay, you have a few extra bucks. If you're not funding media that tries to educate people, that money is irrelevant one day because you won't have the freedom to make anymore. You won't have the freedom to enjoy it anyway. So why are you not helping media tell the truth? The media that tells the truth is only about 1% in this entire country. 99% of the time, all the way down to local news, they're totally driven by liberal, lefty, lunatic, communists, actually. They love socialism. And this is why they never do exposés. They never ever tell the truth about what's going on in every city in America. In state news, they never tell you what the governor's really doing. Now, it doesn't even matter if you have a conservative governor. You're never going to hear the truth about that. You're never going to hear what's actually going on because the AP controls the news and the government controls the AP. 99% of the messages out there are completely controlled. The perspective is controlled. There's only one opinion. So in the 1% of media that tries to tell the truth and tries to whistleblow, okay, all of a sudden you have this, you have people that are very apathetic to that. They don't understand that if they don't back that, if they don't finance it, because the other 99% is so heavily financed, if they don't fund it, if they don't help out, everything that they're hoarding, everything that they're doing, everything that they're paying for won't be around in the future to enjoy anyway. So what are they doing? If you don't go right to the places that help the most, okay? If you don't fund media, I've been smaller media for about 13 years, okay? And I was on the Fox affiliate and then I was fired. Then I was brought back because people complained and then I was shut off locally. All because in an effort to control what people hear. Why are they so afraid of you? Why are they so afraid of the representation of information coming in at you? Why do they not trust you to make up your own mind on the information that you're given? Fact checkers didn't come along till about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when things started getting really real and people started understanding, now wait a second. Now wait a second here. What are we doing? Something's off here, right? Something's really off. And I could ask you some serious questions right now that would make you think, right? And I'm going to. I'm actually going to. But here's the deal, though. If we don't fund the 1%, if we lose the 1% of the media out there that's trying, okay, we're done. We're cooked. We're China. There's no representation in media to tell the other truth. This is why there are people willing to wear the brown shirt. Now, most of us are not, we don't think we're willing to, okay? And we're actually pretty aware of what's happening. We just don't know how to stop it. And sometimes it seems overwhelming, like a giant cliff. And I get it. But if we don't fund the 1%, if we don't take a vested interest in supporting the last little vestige of truth that we have out in America, we're done. We're done. There's nothing out there to make people think anymore. Okay? I bring up stuff and stuff's brought up on this show and it makes people think. It makes people examine. It makes people go, wait a second. I brought up the point that, hey, ever since everybody had cell phones, ever since everybody had a cell phone at the ready, right? With fantastic cameras attached, we didn't get the UFO sightings. Why is that? I don't think it's a mystery. Okay. For the last 20 years, they just decided, they would come to the farmers in the fields for eons. And then all of a sudden they just wouldn't show up because we all have cameras. Come on. Why is it that we have so many people hearing voices that are doing the shootouts? Okay. Why is it that it seems like it's only schizophrenia for a day? Why is it when they hear voices, it's only to shoot people in a large area on a particular day, but the voices never really tell them to do anything else? Is that how schizophrenia works? It just shows up late in life and then all of a sudden or in their 20s, that it only tells them to do that one act? I don't know. Something seems a little wrong with that. Okay. We have a new Speaker of the House. He only has a 72% Constitution score according to the Freedom Index score. Okay. That's not good. Everyone's like, he's a hero. No, he's not. He's not a hero. He'll do what he's told. That's why he's there. You're not going to get close to the presidency unless you do what you're told. That's how it works. There's nothing that's going to happen with him, right? He might have a few good things that look good on paper, but you're not in this day and age going to do that. Okay. You're not going to have anything like that. One of the things that we could do right now is to help our health. And I'll talk about that. One of the things we could do is a side hustle. Do you have a side hustle going on so that nobody can tell you if you don't do what the globalists say to do, you're fired? How many side hustles do you have? Do you know there's businesses that can start under like $10,000 a year, $15,000 a year that you can get into that could make some money? Did you know if you text 989898, those six digits, text my name, Kate, you can get some free information on what to do about government loopholes. IRS loopholes. You can get some information on what to do with your money and how to back it with gold. 989898. Text my name. There's all kinds of information out there, but do we want it? Do we get it? What are we doing? Are we helping ourselves? Are we helping each other? I think people want to. I think the vast majority wants to. When it comes to health, do you realize all of the things that we're dealing with now that we weren't dealing with before? Did you realize that there was a study done in Irvine, California, that they took elderly people and they had them breathe in frankincense at night in a waterless diffuser? And when they did that, did you know that their cognitive ability and memory went up 226%? They had several oils, one of them frankincense, which is the most powerful. That's why they gave it to Christ. It's called liquid gold. What's fascinating is we don't really go back to all the things that worked before we became the 2023 and nothing was working. Nothing's working right now. Okay. So we've got to go back. We've got to find the ways in which we healed each other, the ways in which we healed ourselves, the ways in which we side hustled, the ways in which we were not beholden to the powers that be. Free ourselves. That's how you do it. There's a lot of hope because there's a lot of people that are still gravitating toward hope. There's a lot of people that still want to do something. They just don't know what to do. Number one, you fund the education and the media that helps you think. You fund the 1% that's actually telling you the truth. And you'll know because you'll get those great feelings and you'll understand things like you've never understood them before. And then once you know truth, you can't unknow it. That's how you'll know it's truth. So if we're going to be busy doing something, let's be busy funding the education that actually helps people understand what's happening. Because once you understand the game that we're in, once you understand that we're being played by the game, says David Icke, okay, then you can start to do something about it. You can start to say, hey, I need a side hustle. Hey, I need to take care of my money. Hey, I need silver and gold. Hey, I need to get my health back. Hey, I need to go back into the archives and really look at what they were doing in the Wayback Machine. For cancer, the Budwig protocol. It's amazing. For memory, for all of those things that you might be dealing with on a daily basis, frankincense oils, all these things that we used to do that worked for the centuries. Then we got to the last 120 years. They took over the presidency. They took over the government. And then they started taking over our health and telling us to do things that only pharma would approve. Why is that? Let's get back to basics. You guys, we got this. We just need to think a little more clearly. And we need to put our money where the money's going to count. Put your money into some prepping. Put your money into those hard assets. Put your money into and your thinking skills into how are you going to survive without the powers that be? How are you going to help out and back the 1% of the media that we have left? It's hanging by a thread, yet we don't do a lot about it. We kind of take it for granted like it's always going to be there. It's not always going to be there. So why are we not fighting harder for that? And why have we not realized that we're down to 1% media that tells the truth in America? Once you realize that, then maybe you take some of those hard-earned dollars and you make sure that representative media of the people and of the truth that's bold enough to do it stays on the air. Makes sense to me, right? Otherwise those messages are gone and people stop thinking. I'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com on The Alex Jones Show. I'll be right back.
We are in the middle of a crude and ugly communist revolution funded by the big banks as a battering ram into a new age digital economy and a total surveillance state. All branches of government are attacking we the people, and they offer us only one option, a meaningless vote in a rigged election. What we can do is be prepared, and you can support the InfoWar by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com for products to help you through good times and bad. And you can share the videos at band.video. Our best hope still is, and always has been, a mass awakening. So download the videos, share them, upload them, and send them everywhere. Let the world unite for truth, justice, and 1776 worldwide.
Last year we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. That is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things. Anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm sunshine and lollipops today. No, I'm just, you know what? I'm realizing that we have an opportunity here to look at some of the good things and some of the things that are actually happening. And we need to take a look at those things because it's easy to get discouraged. Okay. So here we go. here we go. Here's some bright points. Okay. Most of the kids are not hoarding the candy bowl set outside. Okay. Those are just horrible parents with kids that they teach to do bad things. Okay. But that's not the majority of America. And we still have the ability to help ourselves. Okay. In the times of the Romans, with the slaves, I mean, there was no out, right? There was no way to help yourself. We have the ability to help ourselves right now. Still. You're hearing that the youth is seeking out God like never before because they realize they're being lied to. Because those feelings that you're being lied to are much more powerful than anything the bad guys can do. Okay? We have more light shining on the New World Order than ever before. And we still have free speech to speak out. We have more truth and information at our fingertips than ever before. Okay? We have good, solid information. We also have those great feelings from God that nobody can compete with. And that means we have to be really good people in order to get those feelings too. So we got to work on ourselves. But the bad guys are more obvious than ever before. And God always wins. We know that. That's why we were given the ending of the book. Okay. We know that. We also know that we have people like Judy Mikovits who's speaking out about the shots and what was in them and you know what? Thank goodness for all the whistleblowers. Thank goodness for them. Like I said, with health, you know, we have the ability to actually take care of ourselves and make really good, solid decisions for ourselves still. Okay. We're not in such an oppressive universe that we have to go by what they say. We can actually make decisions still. So it's really good to get those things under your roof, get good supplements. Go back in the way back machine and get to those things that actually work. When I was looking at cancer and I was doing a lot of shows on cancer with a lot of doctors, a couple of things came to mind. Number one, the Budwig protocol. It's three ingredients. They create an electrical charge and they flip the cell so that your cell actually turns into a good cell from a bad cell. Okay. So that's good. The Budwig protocol has been around since the 1930s and it's amazing. It's amazing what it's done. Okay. People are seeking these things out. They're also understanding that anything degenerative is probably a parasite because it doesn't kill the host off. It feeds off the host. And that's why you have degenerative symptoms. So in 2023, when they say, well, it's MS and we just don't know what causes it. You think in 2023, they're being honest with you? You don't think we know pretty much everything about the body? Of course they're lying to you. Of course they are because they just want you to take their pharma product because it's a big mystery. We don't know. Give me a break. Give me a break. Okay. Parasites. They live in the brain. They live in the intestine. There's all kinds of different parasites. Make sure that you are cleansing your body. Why do you think we used to take castor oil and things like that? Because castor oil was a cleanser. We don't do that anymore. Okay. Doctors don't say, hey, go home and here's some supplements and go take some castor oil and get rid of these parasites and go take a cleanse. No, we don't do that in America. So we live and sit in our diseases that are mysteries. And then we go, I guess, you know, it's just luck of the draw. No, it's not. Not in 2023. Okay. I remember Brian Artis was saying, Dr. Artis was saying, hey, do a nicotine patch. If you can't get over your symptoms and you feel like you're just constantly getting kind of ill because your immune system can't recoup and you can't taste or smell, wear a 7-milligram, nicotine patch, a new one each day for 6 days. It'll get rid of the problem. And I was talking to a farmer friend of mine and the farmer friend of mine said, you know, back in the day, like pioneer times, that's what we used to do for animals when they were sick. We'd give them chew. Why? Because we have nicotine receptors in our bodies. And we know this because there's lots of studies on it. Sounds crazy. A nicotine patch. What doctor's going to tell you to go do that? No doctor's going to tell you to do that. Does it work? Talk to all the people it's working for. Of course it works. So I've had friends that have done it and they say, yeah, it works beautifully. So I think sometimes it's really hard for us to understand why copper was taken out of the food supply in the 1930s. Why, and it's the master mineral. So you need to supplement with copper. Okay. You need all of these things. Why frankincense oil works for memory, for cognitive ability. It goes through the blood-brain barrier. And it's very, very powerful. Why do you think they made sure to get it to Christ as one of the three gifts that they gave him? Must have been pretty powerful, pretty good antioxidant, pretty good for inflammation. Do we do anything with frankincense? Did you know frankincense and castor oil? If you put them on your face, actually, it's a great anti-aging thing. Yeah, I use it. Sure. It's a great anti-aging thing. Gets rid of wrinkles. For you guys out there, put some castor oil on at night. Also helps with aches and pains. We got to go back and take care of ourselves again and stop being so defeated by all the steps they take and what they do to us and come out a little more victorious because we have the information. We have more information now than we've ever, ever had. We have more truth right now on the earth than we've ever had before. We have more people interested in hearing the truth. A couple of years ago, you were told that you were a conspiracy theorist around every single turn. Not so much anymore, because you know why? Because everything you just said came out to be true. Okay? So there's some good things going on right now. There's a lot more people saying, gosh, I just don't trust my government. Well, you probably shouldn't trust them in foreign news either. You should probably take a good hard look at what Hamas and Israel are doing and know that Ron Paul came out and said, well, Israel paid for Hamas, right? In congressional hearings, they paid for Hamas. Okay. So there has to be more going on there. So we have to take a good hard look at ourselves and say, what do we believe? What do we know something's off, right? We know something's wrong. Follow that. And teach everybody around you. You're going to be gathering for the holidays. This is a great opportunity. Not to say I told you so, even though I know you want to, because I want to too. But you know what? To go, hey, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the fact that why you live in a conservative area, if you live in a conservative area, and why the same people are at the helm for 20 years and those exact same people you have, you're paying more taxes, have less freedom, have less land, and have less property rights and everything else, but they're supposed to be conservative? Because both parties work behind the lines. So change it. Change it. Get smarter, right? Put feet to the fire. Tell them that they have to go after the Albert sensors that are connected to the internet that cause election fraud. Tell them that you're not going to rest until that happens. The whole town shows up at a town hall meeting or a city council meeting. You think those people are going to do the things that they do in darkness in front of you with eyeballs on them? They can't get away with it. We the people could change this in a second if we had the interest, if we actually did it, if we actually showed up, if we actually funded media that tells the truth, if we actually supported the people out there. I knew when I started to tell the truth that I was not going to have this big, glitzy $20 million a year career in media. I knew I was never going to have that, but it was okay because I'd rather tell the truth. I'd rather tell the truth than enjoy the money, right? There are sacrifices we make, but we're going to have to make a lot more of them. It's going to get a little bumpy because of those sacrifices, but we can do it. I know we can do it. Okay. We have to look at the most obvious of things. Why is our health worse now than it was in the 1800s? No lie. It's worse now. More affected are with diseases we never heard about. We never had. But I thought we were in the era of great sanitation. I thought we were in the era of knowing more. I thought we were in the era of that kind of thing. So because now that the information's out there, seek it out. Pray about it. Seek it out. Truth can teach you a lot more than anything else. We're right there. We're right there. We're right at the point where the bad guys are easier to see than ever before. So why not take advantage of that and just spread those kinds of messages on social media? Use their terms, the government social media, because you know it's not privately owned, right? Use their social media to spread truth. I'd love that. Why not? I'm Kate Daly for The Alex Jones Show. Be right back.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible bypass acting, nootropic back in stock, 60% off part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour. Really appreciate you tuning in, listening in, because I know that if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, you care about your country. It's obvious. And you know something's not right. So I know you have more than a brain stem. I know you have brain cells because I know that you understand and you get it, right? Because there's a lot of people out there walking around with a brain stem only. You're never going to solve that problem for them. There's a certain small segment of society you're never going to pull out of stupid dumb. You're just not going to do it. That's okay. Nothing was ever solved in history by the majority, always by the small minority. Truth only resides usually in the small minority. Doesn't matter what you're talking about in history. Doesn't matter what regime, what tyranny was taking place. Okay. It's always the same. It was always changed by a small group. And no matter how much tyranny we have endured as a civilization, God always provided a way out eventually. Okay? Otherwise, they would have just won and kept winning over and over and over again. But it's interesting how miracles can happen. Okay? So I think things might look really bad right now. And I get it. Trust me, I get it. We're going to see a lot of unjust things. It's going to get bumpy. It's going to get so, I think, much harder. But at the same time, there's never been more truth on the earth than there is right now. We've never been shining a light this bright. And even some of your lefty lunatics are recognizing that something seems a little off. You know, they look at their fearless leader who looks like a walking cadaver, who stumbles and can't create a sentence, who they know is not running the country, that it's the deep state. Okay. It's not hard to figure out, folks. And you know what? Usually that's how lies work. Usually deception, it shows itself because it's deception. So when it's not backed by truth, it ends up showing itself anyway. But I think the one thing that we could concentrate on right now is basic curiosity, right? Basic curiosity. So why is it that we have a hard time seeing patterns in history? I look at wars and continuous wars, and I think sometimes we fail to ask the right questions. Gee, the same patterns being played in Syria, same patterns being played in Iraq, same patterns being played Desert Storm, same patterns being played Vietnam, same patterns being played World War II. Why do they keep using the same pattern? We've got to be able to seek that out and say something's wrong here. Okay, we've been in continuous wars. I think under, Wilson, the presidency was very influenced at that point, so influenced that it was like a puppet. And then under Kissinger and under Nixon, that whole 60s era is when it really changed and they took over the presidency, the CIA did. And then they started guiding and directing the presidency. So if that's lost, if we don't have that anymore because the CIA is so corrupt, because the CIA's ability to do what they're going to do, they think, is a higher power than God, okay? And they think that they can do all of this. They still are lacking one thing, and that is underestimating what the populace can do. And in times of total tyranny, usually it's because the populace does something. Like in East Germany, when the populace started walking around the churches, they didn't go to the capital, they went to the churches, and they started walking around them. And that changed everything for East Germany. Why? Because it was the power of the people. It was the power that the people showed up. But not just people showing up, but people who understood truth showing up. Okay? Wanting something very different. And in mass, we do some really great things. Okay? The presidency might be gone. And I think it is. And I think it has been this way, and Kissinger was very treasonous and very good at undermining everything he could get his hands on and basically creating a CIA bigger than life itself. But it doesn't mean that it's so big that it can't slip up and that it can't show its own deception. And that's what's happening now. So we use their social media to entrap us. We use it against them. You just keep spreading truth. It doesn't matter if you're going to get censored. Don't self-censor. It doesn't matter if somebody tells you you're crazy. Eventually, they'll learn the truth. So put up with it. Is that the worst thing that can happen to us? Somebody says you're nuts. So what? So what? Eventually, it'll come out that what you're saying is true. We all pretty much nailed COVID, didn't we? Nailed that it was a big old lie. Okay? So, and don't take those shots and all of the other things that we've been saying. So when you're on the side of truth, it's going to be found out eventually that you're on the side of truth. Okay? So we can look at these upsides. We can say, you know what? There's a lot of power here. Things might look bad, but they always looked bad when tyranny was afoot, right? When tyranny was right at the doorstep, when tyranny was taking over, it always looked bad, but it didn't mean that we were without hope, and it didn't mean that we couldn't do anything about it. We can do a lot about it. It's not going to help wringing our hands. We need to be very industrious right now. We need to be side hustling so that nobody can tell you what to do to help your family and nobody can take away your income. Okay? You should be side hustling up a hill right now to help your family in the future. We should be talking to our neighbors. We should be understanding what each skill is set it has in your neighborhood, how your community can work together, right? To not have to be part of the system, how you can get out of the system. We need to have media that is built up by people with money that know the truth. We need to be able to have those means to educate. We need to be able to put our money where the money's going to count, because otherwise what you make in this world is going to be irrelevant if you don't fight for liberty. And if you don't fight for freedom, it'll be irrelevant. There's too many people that want to censor, right? For their own gain. So go in and buy the media company. Go in and buy the newspapers. Okay. The newspapers were taken over a long time ago by the CIA. So start to use your money for things that are great. Instead of the luxury vacations and golf, look at liberty. Cause you know, eventually you're going to get to the end of your life and you're either going to give your kids stuff or you're going to give your kids a piece of liberty, liberty that you fought for. What do you want your kids to know about you? Do you want them to see you fighting for something or do you want them to see you enjoying your life so much that you kind of forgot to fight for the thing that made it possible? I think sometimes we don't really think about that. We kind of sit there and think, well, I got all this stuff. I got all this stuff and I can pass this down. Look at Feinstein passing down her $300+ million. And I think she has more than that. I think that's the conservative number they gave to everybody else. She was a senator for a long time and these cockroaches gleam a lot of money off their position. So she couldn't take any of it with her. She led a whole life where she wasn't exactly fighting for liberty. Can you imagine meeting your maker and saying, well, this is all I have. This is what I did in my life. No. Give your kids a legacy of liberty. Care about them more than you do yourself. Fund media that tells the truth. Get your kids out of education and start funding the schools that tell your kids the truth. Start funding private schools so that they don't have to become charter schools so that they're not part of the system because charter schools, frankly, are part of the system. Shore up education for this youth. Shore up the messages they get. You know, offer to speak at a school. Offer to educate the kids in what's happening. Okay? There's so many things that we could be doing that are proactive right now. So many things. Get healthy. Because what's the one thing that the New World Order wants? They want you very sick. And they want to profit off of pharma on you for the rest of your life. Don't let them. Start getting the supplements. Start getting the things that are going to make your life better. Start looking into the oils they used, okay, for centuries that worked, centuries upon centuries. Let's go back 120 years and go back before then, because I promise you, those were not archaic times. We actually had huge technology back then. The only reason they like to shore up the story that we're smarter now and that it was the caveman is because they love evolution. They love the theory of evolution. So there are many things that we can do to go back into history and learn from what they did. We've got to learn those lessons. We want the youth to learn the lessons. Are we willing to do it too? There are so many proactive things you could be doing. There are so many ways to attack this. But we're going to have to get away from wringing our hands and get into a position where we actually use what they're doing to us against them. That's why I love it when people talk about the great resist and they say, the great resist, the great resist. You'll own everything and they'll be unhappy. That's really our mindset. And it's going to take our mindset change in order to get our hope back, stop feeling defeated, and move on and start to do something. You're here for a reason. God put you on this planet right now for a reason. There are many great people that lived before. They're not here now. You're here. So there's a reason you're here. There's a reason you have talents and there's a reason that you can contribute to this. So find out what that is and do what you can. Otherwise, everything that we're doing is going to be irrelevant anyway if we don't fight for this. I'm Kate Daly from The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com for The Alex Jones Show. Thanks, you guys, for listening, and I really appreciate it. Let's get our fight back, shall we?
We have not had this many of our best-selling products back in stock in years because of supply chain breakdowns and all the rest of the stuff that's gone on. And these are game-changing products. It's like our information's game-changing. These products are incredible. And I'm personally glad that these are now back in stock. All three of the InfoWars Platinum flagship products that have been sold out for months are now back in stock, but a very limited run because we only had a budget to get 3,000 or 4,000 bottles of each one of these. I think we got 4,000 bottles of the HGH Max Boost that people love so much. We've got about 4,000 bottles of 1776 Testosterone Boost that just came in. And we've got about 3,000 bottles of Pain MD incredible natural pain reliever situation. All three of these are back in stock, and they're incredible, and they fund our operation at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better, Knockout? What's better, Down and Out? What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.